Pedro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palos Cedro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Our weekly get-together overviewing what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio is about to begin. 7 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen here with my DJV crew, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan. We are here with you to discuss the stories that have come out this week, printed and published, I guess one and the same. Although, well, it's printed, that doesn't mean it's on paper, but it's at talkers.com where Michael Harrison and his group get together to review each week what's going on in news talk stations around the country. The charts, 10 items there on the story list, 10 items on the people list. So Jennifer and Victoria, let's get to it. At number 10, a conspiracy theory. It's been a long time since we've had a good conspiracy, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what's this one about? QAnon, is that a
it's a group of people typically on the far right. Well, you know, actually I don't even know if they are on the far right. They're
extremists.
A group of people who think that and this is what I know from my cousin who happens to be one of them, and they have a lot of by the way,
you got one.
Yeah, they
I'm
have
intrigued.
A lot of They have a lot of people who follow this on social media, and they don't know who Q is. It's a person, but it's someone who leaks out videos, evidence of this movement going on. And basically, they talk about this ring of pedophiles, which, by the way, is not too hard to believe these days after seeing some of the news headlines about Jeffrey Epstein and some of the behaviors of some of the people in politics and pop culture.
Hollywood.
Hollywood, certainly, that there is this pedophile ring that's going on. They also say that everything basically is not the people who pull the strings in this whole world, not just in this country, are the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, and that they always have pulled the strings and that they are behind everything in the country, and that
sort
Democrats
like
and Republicans
the Bilderbergers, the trilateralists, and the stuff.
They also believe that Trump was – so this is where – well, who knows? Look, anything is possible. It's 2020. But they think that John F. Kennedy Jr. actually faked his own death because he vowed to get revenge for his father's death. And the Q people believe that JFK's death was directly linked to the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the controlling class, and he spoke out against them. He was the last president to do that until Donald Trump. And so they believe that Trump is actually in place, and the reason people are so appalled by the idea of Donald Trump is that he wasn't supposed to win, and he got into office and that he vowed to clean up. And one of the things that they cite is how much he's done in the sphere of child trafficking, because the Trump administration quietly behind the scenes has really been cracking down on that. And so they say that this kind of is his fight back against the pedophiles that are running everything around the globe. They also say JFK Jr. is alive and that he's been working with Trump to try to get these people taken down, essentially.
I believe a lot of conspiracy theories, but that one's pretty wild.
And yeah, they have photographic evidence of JFK Jr. and Caroline, his wife, at Trump rallies.
Really?
Right. Photoshop is an amazing thing.
All right, number 9. on the count up to number one is this new agreement between the Israelis and the United Arab Emirates, which, as we got to the end of the week, got a lot of attention for good reasons. Yes, ladies?
It's interesting, like looking a little bit below the surface. I'm just, I read a lot of European, my family's in Europe, so I read a lot of European commentary on things. And,
often to find out what's going on, even here.
Kind of true. It always amazes me how, like, the Daily Mail knows exactly what's going on in our country.
It's wild.
But, the criticism on it is sort of not necessarily a criticism, but a wait and see. A lot of people who are kind of critics of Netanyahu said that this really bailed him out. It was not an enforceable thing of him taking over part of what is now Palestine and making it officially part of Israel. And so this kind of allows him to back away with a lot of dignity still and say, okay, well, we're open to conversations, but it's giving him a pass. That's the commentary.
What about Palestine? I mean, they're not coming to the table at all. So I think it's kind Netanyahu has said publicly, he has said that he is willing to have those conversations. They have not.
Right. But the problem, though, is that every plan that they've come up with, whether it's with Kushner working with Netanyahu or whatever, it has not included any feedback from the Palestinians. So every offer that they've been
they don't want to. They've been asked to.
I don't think that's necessarily true.
I hear it is.
As an Israeli watcher, I would say that the problem isn't the Palestinian people, and it never has been. It's Hamas. It's
right.
The groups that are there to stir the pot so that they can continue to raise money.
I don't have sympathy for these people.
The situation there is pretty
pathetic.
Well,
I have sympathy for the people that you know, of Palestine. And
of course, being run by a terrorist group, Hamas, which kills people around the globe. And anyone who cares about human rights, particularly rights of gay people in this world, should not ever be supportive of Hamas.
Be supportive of Hamas for any reason.
Well, I'm not
supportive of
Hamas. There's
a bunch of cutthroat thugs that are murderers and cheaters and pedophiles. My God, they're into trafficking. It's a horrible All right, number eight, the relationship we have with China. Where do we begin? If I were to go off and rant about things all the way back to the COVID and what's happened since then and all of their meddling in our country, the fact that we have any relationship with China is appalling, except we have to because of our economic ties and because we don't want them to disappear into the darkness and come up with who knows what. But they keep coming up with all these schemes. What was it, seeds a couple of weeks ago? This week, what was it that they came, what was in the mail this week? There's something that they're sending around.
I don't know. I've only heard of the seeds, but
no, there's something else this week. Yeah. So under the circumstances, and I know it's unrealistic, and our relationship with them is unreal, and it's unrealistic to think that we ought not to have a relationship with them, because what is it? Better to know your enemy than not, whatever
the
that
devil
expression
you know?
Is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, devil you know. Right. Yeah. And they are the devil. The Chinese Communist Party, absolutely the devil incarnate. So that's number eight. Number seven, our economy, and the fact that it's doing as well as it's doing, given the number of people who are on unemployment, given the amount of money that we have created, because that's what we're doing, not borrowing it, we're just creating it. And so where does that hammer come down sooner or later? So nobody seems to kind of know whether the big announcement that Trump made over the weekend, this past weekend, about, well, we're going to executive order this, that, the other thing. Can he? Did he? I mean, he did say he was going to do it, but can it really be done?
And he can. The only thing that would stop it is if somebody challenges it, and I'd love to see who that person is. I can't imagine that anybody
would
who is aware
of
their...
Would it be one person, or would it have to be a body like the House of Representatives or the Senate?
Yeah, either one, but who is going to put their name on taking money and protections away from the American people? I can't imagine it. Nancy Pelosi's ticked about it because she got outplayed. She can't be the one who challenges this executive order because it's bad publicity.
Well, where does the next part of the stimulus... I mean, there's a... And we, you know, we don't need to argue about it, but there you can make arguments on either side of those executive orders. There's a lot of stuff that he claimed was in it that when you read the text, that's not there. But where do we stand on the next stimulus
bill? Went home. The House went home a couple of weeks ago, and the Senate just went home yesterday because they figured nothing was coming from the House. So everybody went home. So another round of stimulus will not happen probably for another month or so. They're not supposed to come back until the middle of September.
September, right. That's right. And they're deadlocked over the Postal Service, right?
No, it's not the Postal Service.
That's what I literally saw. That's one of the main contentions.
That's what the media is reporting, because it is more favorable to the Democrats. Democrats have slow walked this. I'll tell you, Republicans blocked them and slow walked the Democrats on the HEROES Act. So I understand it happens on both sides. This time around, Democrats are slow walking it because they know the election's just a few days away, and they want to try to sow as much chaos and fear.
What, mail ballots?
And the Republicans don't want chaos and fear?
It's not about the mail-in ballot. This is
that
the Democrats
if you mail
want
in your ballot, your vote isn't going to count, and that it's all counterfeit.
Okay,
and that it's all,
actually,
you know, fraud.
Okay, two issues. First, $3 trillion is what Democrats want, and they want to replace money that hasn't even yet been spent by the states. Republicans have said, let's do a bill that's $1 trillion. We can come back to the table when the money has been spent and dole out more. But Democrats want more money going to bail out states that have been poorly run, like New York and California. So that's really
New York was not poorly
point.
Run. I disagree with that. Then what state do you think is well run?
I think there are a lot of states that aren't in the red.
It's much more complex than that.
California and New York have been poorly run. That's why they didn't have the resources to deal with coronavirus when it broke out.
New Jersey had a surplus, and we had the same problem. And Governor Murphy is a finance guy from Goldman Sachs, and he completely revamped the economy in New Jersey. And yet we were in the same boat. Here we are. We're in the
California
same boat.
California had to go to China.
We literally
to buy
had a surplus in our state.
They reused all of the money that was supposed to be for disaster planning, and they tried to stick it into the budget to make it look good. Now, as far as the post office goes, because this is one of the other trending stories of the week, there is a real difference, and the media is conflating this, purposely trying to mislead people, between absentee ballots and mail-in ballots. The issue is that states, in about 2 months, are trying to change their entire infrastructure of how elections go. I'll use my state, for example. We have a combination. You can have absentee ballots. You can go to the poll in person. Well, because of coronavirus, they want to do universal mail-in ballots. So they send out a ballot to everybody on the voter rolls, which is leaving you, number one, open for voter fraud. Number two, the infrastructure in California, particularly in most states that are doing this, is not there. Now, in places like Arizona or in Florida, they've done vote by mail for years. The infrastructure is there, so they're not going to have a problem. In New York, they try to roll out mail-in ballots, universal mail-in ballots, this time around because of COVID, and you saw what happened in that congressional race where it took them a month and a half to try to figure out who won. So the idea is that this is very possibly going to end up to have the courts decide this, because there are going to be lawsuits coming from both sides of
here
the aisle.
Here we go again.
There's no way to validate signatures. There's different rules for what ballots can be counted because of when they go and get postmarked. It's going to be a disaster. So I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. If you want to see who's going to win, whether that's Joe Biden or Donald Trump on November 3rd, you should probably be opposed to this idea of mail-in unless your state has already completed it successfully in prior elections.
You know what the bottom line here to this is, and then we have to move on. The bottom line is the election commissions in most states do not do their job. They're paid. Florida is probably the most atrocious example, but there are other states as well where these people don't do a damn thing. Whatever they get paid for, who knows? This is the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 18 after the hour. Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. You do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs. Remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit purityd.com. That's purityd.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
And now all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all Smart Beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry. Our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving along now in the story count, or the group of stories put together by the researchers at Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com, where they have Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, also the list every week of the top stories. It's the week of August the 10th to the 14th that we're talking about today, and number six for Jennifer and Victoria, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen to discuss, begins with a story from a mayor in Virginia whose name is, let's see here, Barry Presgraves. He's been asked to resign. He posted on Facebook this week that Joe Biden just announced Aunt Jemima would be his running mate. So, all right, see if you can best that one.
That can't be real.
Morons on parade.
No, it is. He resigned. Yeah. Right? He said he's not resigning, but he said he didn't think it would offend anybody. You jackhole. Please.
I just find stuff like that. The laughability of that sort of thing in this day and age, I find it's pathetic. It's pretty ugly, but it's also it's so ludicrously funny, frankly. I just find it that these people are so out of touch. How do people like that get elected? They get elected because there are people who agree with them, who think
well,
they're
Virginia's
A-OK.
Virginia's a weird state. I mean, look at the governor is in a yearbook, and he can't remember if he's wearing a KKK robe or blackface. I mean, this is weird. I mean, Virginia is a weird state, apparently, because that shouldn't be done. And he gets to go out. I mean, he didn't even apologize for it. He instead just said he was going to moonwalk at the press conference that he held, saying he didn't remember which one he was. Weird.
It is, but there's so much of this stuff. I mean, there's plenty of things that you can find about Kamala Harris not to like. We can maybe save that for later on because
I have a dossier.
Me too.
But now Trump's starting a whole new birther rumor, which is another. I mean, it's like really.
He's not qualified.
Well, no, that he wasn't born
Obama,
here.
Right?
Well, yesterday he said he didn't know that was true. He actually clarified the remark.
But that's how he says everything. He goes, well, you know, he's famous for, well, you know, they tell me or I hear, and then he says horrible things, but he acts like no skin off his nose, like I'm just the messenger. I mean, it's so...
He makes him a pretty good
so
actor.
Immature.
Actually, under the circumstance, kind of...
He's been in some movies.
Funny. Yes, he has. Yep.
So, you know.
I'm into it.
The amount of urban unrest as part of the race situation in our country, there is less of it, though, this week, it seems to me, unless I haven't been scouring around to find where the trouble was. Is there less this week than there was last week or the week before? Anybody feel strongly about the... I mean, there's always urban unrest in Los Angeles. There seems to be more of it on the West
Coast. I think it depends on where
you
are. I mean, I think a lot of it. Look at what happened in Chicago this week. Chicago had $60 million or something in damage from people who were looting because of a false narrative that a police officer shot a young boy when it turned out it was a young girl who was actually shooting at cops. And so they have this organized Black Lives Matter violent looting spree on this past Sunday night, and they stole all kinds of stuff. They damaged a whole bunch of buildings.
But the looters are not part of the movement, and that's
sure
something
they are.
That...
There are good and bad people
in that movement, but it was all under
like
Black...
Trump. Good and
yeah.
bad people.
And by the way, he's right. Black Lives right. Matter actually okay. linked
the KKK,
to organizing
the people there,
this.
White supremacists. Yeah,
and
great people.
In Seattle, you had people roaming neighborhoods trying to pull people out of their homes. You had in Portland or in Bend, Oregon, you had a group of protesters who were trying to pull detainees out of an ICE vehicle. So to say that there's unrest, yeah, I think it's fair. In my area in Southern California, there are four burning right now. There was one big one in San Bernardino earlier in the week. That was the Apple Fire. It's that time of year. It's windy, it's hot, it's dry, and it's causing really bad conditions.
Yeah, worried about it here on the East Coast, too, where Victoria is, where I am, pretty doggone dry. All right, so there we are, halfway through the list. If we get to number five, which is a focus on health care, we get into a number of COVID items up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews. by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
It becomes our assignment. So we have all the top 10 items in the charts from Talkers Magazine and the People List. Sometimes we get to the people, sometimes we go. It's always a part of, the People List is always a part of the issues. So far we've discussed the QAnon conspiracy at number 10, and the Israeli-UAE agreement at number 9, China relations at number 8, the economy at number 7, race relations at number 6. So now we get to health care. And if you look around, seeing pictures and video of some of the concerts, the music festivals that have been taking place and the way people are socially distancing, you wonder.
Socially distancing, yeah. Not
well, in
masks.
Some cases. But is this the future of music or entertainment? I noticed a lot of the theaters are opening up this week. AMC says it's opening 100 or more. I am. I'm going to be there. 15-cent movies.
15 cents.
Yeah. I'm right there.
I saw
right
the
there.
Coolest thing, though. I think it was in England. I'm not sure. But they have, like, in an outdoor space where they would have an outdoor concert. I don't know if you guys saw the images on this. But they have, like, these little platforms that have that are barred off and that they're separated. And so you and your group, so let's say it's your, you know, you and your husband, two people or four people, get a platform all to yourselves so that you can actually see the stage, enjoy the concert, but you're actually socially distanced from people.
I love it.
Pretty cool.
It's so cool. There's a fabulous venue on a rooftop in Manhattan called Pier 17. It's a new venue, and they did exactly what you're talking about. So they have, it's almost like when you go to like the horse races and you have your own box.
Yeah,
it's like that.
It's exactly like that.
It's so, it makes you feel like extra fancy and you're safe. So it's great.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's just, you look around and you see it's kind of sad because we've had to admit that we can't entertain ourselves. If we don't, when I was a kid growing up, I used to play with the tractors and things, and it was a way to entertain. And I guess maybe as an adult, I still do that.
Let me chime in on that because I always get annoyed like you do when you hear kids go, I'm bored, because truly, yeah. I'm never bored. I can always find something to do.
Yeah.
But let's be honest. We've all been locked up at home, by and large, since March, the middle of March. And the stuff that we used to do and take for granted, like going to a restaurant or going to a movie or going to a concert or just even going outside, for God's sake, just to go for a walk, that's all been stripped away from us for the most part. And so I can understand why people are getting itchy. Before I got sick, I've never felt like this in my life. I was crawling the walls. I was telling everyone, all my friends at work, I'm like, I need to go. I need to get out of here. We need to go somewhere. I need to see a beach. I need to see something because I felt like I was crawling the walls.
Everybody feels that way. Yep.
Yeah. So I think you're right. It's, people should find things to do to entertain themselves, but it's been a really long time, and it's limitations beyond us that are keeping us kind of tied down, which is annoying.
It is annoying. Yep, yeah, you're right on that one. Number four, the stats regarding the virus. This week the deaths have gone down, but the number of people who are young getting in the surge column getting COVID has gone up. And so a lot of people are concerned because if schools open up, what does that mean? I think one of the things that hasn't been cited as usual, because there's a lot of one-sided coverage of this, is that the, as I've said any number of times, this thing is nowhere near as bad in terms of the strength, the virulence, if you will, of the bug itself. So people are getting sick. Jennifer's had it for, 2 weeks now, and your folks have had
it? It'll be 3 weeks tomorrow.
Three weeks
this week, yeah.
And you still have, like, stuff coming and going, right?
Well, I was feeling good for about 5 days, probably, and I just, literally before doing this program, got a fever, like a 99.3 degree fever. Now, most people don't think that's a big deal. I run cold, so I can feel it. And it's scary because you go, I thought I had turned a corner, and now here I am with a fever again. So back to the antibiotics. I'm just kind of treating myself as best I can right now. All right. So that's COVID. Stats and projections looking good. The mortality rate is actually really getting pretty low in the country. That's all
good
news.
Yeah.
That's led to a big debate, Victoria. We've had it here. People are having this conversation across the country about school openings. Mm-hmm. That's number three on the talkers list, the school opening challenges. And I know in my state of California, for the most part, schools are either opening up this week or next week. And they're all opening up to distance learning in New York. They're allowing kids to go back to school with masks and some hybrid schedules. I know that's part of the equation. But there are a lot of people who are saying that it's more dangerous to keep kids home. I was just reading an article from the
Mental
CDC.
Mental health. I think Dr. Fauci said that, too. Yeah.
In the past month, let this one sink in. This is huge. The CDC over the last month said that 1 in 4 Americans have considered suicide. 25% of the country in the last month has considered suicide. That's astounding to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you hear the stories about mental health, but when you hear, like, every four people you know, one of them has thought about suicide, that's devastating.
It is. That absolutely is. Wow. I didn't know it was that. I know a lot of people, like, A lot of people are doing therapy, online therapy, which is wonderful. Talkspace is blowing up right now, that online therapy resource. And a lot of online counseling is happening. And, you know, it's people are alone. They're feeling isolated. Since the beginning of this, Lewis and I have been lucky that we've been quarantined together. But, you know, we have single friends who live alone and don't have a roommate. And it's hard. It's really mentally hard. And my poor parents feel isolated. They're desperate to go anywhere, but they know they can't. So it's tough.
It's really tough. And this is particularly 1 in 4 young adults, actually, I should clarify, between the ages of 18 and 24. So this pandemic, I know we focus mostly on, you know, all the stuff that is being thrown at us on the news media, the worst case scenarios, fear mongering. At some point, we need to stop. I keep saying that there's a book for pregnant women called What to Expect When You're Expecting. And that's the one failure that I can really tell you above the testing, above anything else on the local and the federal level, is that when you are diagnosed with this, what to do, what to expect. And I know it's different for everybody, but some guidelines I think would be really helpful for people's mental health, certainly.
Yeah, because then you just end up, it's all anecdotal. And then if someone, like, if I know someone now who gets it, I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to ask Jen how she dealt with it, what she, and that's how people are doing it. There's no guidance. And you know, doctors don't know what to say. They're afraid of malpractice. So the whole thing is just, it's been horribly mishandled, and unfortunately we've lost way more people than I think that we needed to, and it's
not only here but elsewhere around the world as well, where some countries didn't even care. We go back to China, and they don't give a damn what happens.
We're actually on number 2, Dougie. You're back. We talked about school closures. Wanted to bring you up to speed and how that. Oh, he's gone again. All right, mail-in voting, number 2 on the list. This is the Talkers Top 10 News Stories of the Week. Victoria, mail-in voting has been a debate. We actually had it. We've had it on our program, the DJV show. And mail-in voting, I think, and then get your opinion on it from the other side of the aisle. For me, it's not a political thing necessarily, but certainly it's about the state's infrastructure. And there was a lesson out of New York with the congressional race where it actually took, just for one congressional race, about 6 weeks to 2 months to actually declare a winner. And so the point being made by the president and others is not that you not want people to vote. We want people to vote. I want people to vote, but I want them to do it in a way that the state can actually count, that the registrar can actually count. So I don't understand why in California, I got this card in the mail that said voter name, address where you live. It puts in all your personal information. And then it says, is this still your address? If yes, no action is needed. If this is not your address, please check one box, sign it, and return this card. Well, here's the thing. If this is not my address, Brainiacs, I'm never going to get this card.
Right.
So not only do you have opportunities for voter fraud, but you also, with the universal mail-in ballot, you also have a lot of confusion. And my fear is that we're already so divided. If we don't have a winner in at least the few days after the election, this country is going to sink into a really bad place, and the election will be determined in court, and it will be a disaster.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think that mail-in voting needs to be an option because both of my parents, and I take it to the personal level, both my parents don't feel comfortable. I'm going to go in person. My husband's going to go in person. We'll socially distance, wear a mask. You know, we'll do everything that we need to do. But for my parents, they just don't feel comfortable doing it. And my parents are voters. They have they don't miss, like,
they have
in their housing association, they don't miss a vote. Like,
but
my parents
are voters.
But they
can do absentee, right?
Yes. They're going to. You know, but with the post office, the postal service is a mess right now, and this new guy who is, you know, Trump appointed, he doesn't seem to have a plan.
The post office should be privatized. It's so overdone having it as part of the government.
You don't have the same problem
with FedEx and UPS and all of that.
But the problem, though, with FedEx and UPS, and the reason that people make the argument against privatizing the postal service, FedEx and UPS get to, even though it feels like they deliver everywhere, they don't, and they choose where they want to. If the postal service gets privatized, they can say, we don't need to deliver to the farmers in rural America. We don't need to deliver, you know, Aunt Tilly's medicine that she needs every month because she can't leave the house or whatever. There are a lot of other, it sounds good to just say, oh, privatize it, it'll run better.
Well, because
not
they have the infrastructure. They have the infrastructure in place. I think a lot of it has to do with the pensions. I mean, the way that they have to fund the post office is they actually have to pay into an account for pensions like 15 years in advance, and that's why the post office is always going broke, because they're constantly have to pay ahead into their pension accounts.
So why not just eliminate the pensions?
that because people would go nuts, and then you'd probably have nobody working for the
postal service. But, like, I don't have a pension. Do you have a pension?
I know. No.
So we work our
government workers get pensions.
Yeah. So, like, right. So I don't care at all about pensions. We have friends who work in industries where they do get a pension, but that's the only reason that they're at their job, and they hate their jobs.
Yeah.
So it's ridiculous.
And just to put a point on this, and then we'll try to reconnect with Doug, with the mail-in voting at number two on this list, absentee ballots actually work because they can account for which ballots are being sent out. With mail-in, the infrastructure isn't there because polling places won't be equipped to know who's going to actually show up in person or who's going to take advantage of those universal mail-in ballots. So maybe it's better to just promote an absentee program instead of mail-in ballots, but hey, who's listening to us here? All right, we'll take a quick break on the Talkers Countdown, and we'll come back with the number one story of the week. It's the big one. You could probably predict it. It's 46 minutes past the hour.
On the story list from the charts, the week of August 10th to the 14th, in the focus here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show and the Talk Radio Review, number 10 is the QAnon conspiracy theory and the connection to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Number 9, that agreement in the Middle East between Israel and the UAE, United Arab Emirates. Our relationship with China is number 8. The status of the economy and the stimulus package, number 7. Race relations and all the unrest around the country, number 6. Health care, the vaccine, and COVID, sort of tied at 5, 4. Well, COVID and school openings, number 3. The discussion and debate about whether to mail in your ballots, man, I wouldn't be doing that in a million years, but some people think it's a very exciting prospect. Lots of the stuff that could get in the way of that being right. And Kamala Harris being selected for the vice presidential nomination on the Democratic ticket, number 1 this week from Talkers Magazine.
Hey, Michelle Dudash here. I hate to break it to your parents, but summer's almost over. Whether school is in person or virtual for your kids, it's still a good time to reset your family's eating habits. As a registered dietitian, eating quality ingredients is important to me. As a Cordon Bleu certified chef, I know the foods must be delicious. The most important tip I have is to use simple and fresh ingredients. One of my favorites is California figs. From now until November, it's California fresh fig season. So when you see them, buy them. And you can get your fig fix year-round with California dried figs. It's easy to cook with figs and add nutrition like fiber, potassium, and calcium to dishes you're already making. My kids love my 3-ingredient fig jam. It's a great after-school snack or breakfast spread. My favorite lunch is a rotisserie chicken salad with figs, sweet and savory at the same time. For more healthy recipe ideas and to order the California Fig Cookbook, go to californiafigs.com.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
On the people list from Talkers, these are the names that made it, some connected to some of the stories, some of them are not. Sumner Redstone, who was the chief at Viacom and CBS and so many other media companies over his 90, I think he was 98 when he passed away this past week at number 10. Dr. Fauci is 9 for fairly obvious reasons. He stays in the top 10. Marjorie Taylor Greene and the aforementioned QAnon conspiracy theory, they're connected at 8. The premier of China, Xi Jinping. Vladimir Putin, is, by the way, is 7. Bad Vlad is 6. Nancy Pelosi is 5. Mike Pence is 4. Joe Biden is 3. Donald Trump is in the second position. Pretty amazing, because he's usually on the top of the heap. But that honor goes to Kamala Harris this week, whether she stays there or not. I guess remains to be seen whether she comes out of the box fighting. But anyway, number one is Ms. Harris on the People List from Talkers Magazine. For the Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen. All right, so we have the DJV show components, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, reviewing the hot hits in talk radio for our talk radio review. Kamala Harris is number one. I notice there's been a lot of focus on her husband. What do we know, Jennifer, about her husband?
On entertainment her husband.
Lawyer. Yeah, I'm just looking. Meet Kamala Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff.
The kids are not hers, right, Jen?
Yeah,
stepchildren?
I don't think she has any natural kids, but I know she's got some stepkids, two of them, I think, from her marriage. She got married to him in 2014.
I don't know how young they
There is some focus on the president and his daughter giving donations to Kamala Harris's general campaign for California Attorney
General.
Trump
used to give donations to everybody. That's why he gets all
Chuck
tweets.
Schumer and,
yeah, because as a businessman, he
would
give
Well, he was a Democrat back in the day.
He was.
So is this much ado about nothing? It's just another...
It just resurfaced because she's now the VP nod, and he's saying negative things about her. So, you know, it came back.
That's easy.
Just like the Democrats who took his money and then decided they didn't like him anymore.
Yeah.
all goes in a nasty circle.
All right, those are the top 10 items this week for your consideration. 10 minutes for the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, get 40% back in rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $175 on toner.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/15. Exclusions apply. Curbside available in most stores. Visit store or staples.com/40inrewards for details.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour. It's our moment in the week to review the top technology items, according to Victoria Keevan's research. At number 5, talking about all of the things in space, Virgin Orbit in the focus this week, Victoria.
Yeah, so, you know, Richard Branson he's been a big proponent of space travel. And so he's continued to move forward with his Virgin Orbit plan. That's his company. And so they are launching, they're going to launch 11 small satellites. They're working with NASA, and NASA has this CubeSat initiative. They call it CSLI. And which sounds like something that belongs on CBS. And so the mission is planned to occur before the end of the year, and all 11 small satellites are from individual universities. So tons of universities like University of Michigan and Colorado and Florida, Vanderbilt, California Polytech, Brigham Young, New Mexico State, all of the satellites will go up together on Cosmic Girl, which is the name of Virgin Orbit's carrier aircraft. And they will depart from Mojave Air and Spaceport in California, and they're going to be doing all kinds of experiments and tests and things like that. But it's really great that NASA has paired up with not only with Virgin, which gives them some credibility like we've seen recently with SpaceX, but it's also great that universities are now able to further those programs.
Number four, facing up at Facebook.
Facebook has expanded its ban on racist writings and imagery, and with they have new specific rules prohibiting depictions of blackface and statements or images suggesting anything negative against Jewish people, especially that they control the world or major institutions. So Facebook already has a broad ban on hate speech, but they really felt that they, and they were right, they needed to get into much more detailed prohibited language and images. So they have reported so far, they've reported 7 million pieces of harmful coronavirus misinformation has been taken down off of Facebook and Instagram between April and June. And then they say that they have also put warning labels on 98 million pieces of misinformation about coronavirus.
Ooh.
Nuts.
Wow.
I am... Facebook is such a cesspool of misinformation and ignorant people passing stuff around that's not true. You really need to, like, research and read before you repost stuff. Even if you think you know the person or you went to high school with them 50 years ago, it doesn't mean you know them now. You don't know their sources and you don't know what their, politics are. People are way too trusting on Facebook. There have been studies that the older you are, the more trusting you are on Facebook, and it's kind of a mess.
All right. Number three, a new deal, sort of a combo between Walmart and Instacart.
Right. Walmart's partnering with Instacart to get groceries delivered. This is their latest bid to basically their competition is Amazon and Whole Foods. And so a lot of other people in the meantime, Instacart has provided grocery delivery services for Albertsons, Aldi, Costco, Kroger, Foodtown, and Target. They also have regional stores like Wegmans and pharmacies like CVS. So Walmart needs to get on top of this. And so they're hoping that with the introduction of this partnership with Instacart, that they'll be able to deliver groceries within 2 hours, and they're hoping that this is going to help them get a leg up.
Twitter, speaking of getting a leg up, is this good for people who use Twitter, this news this week?
I think this is great news for people who use Twitter. Twitter introduced a new feature that allows you to limit who can reply to your tweets. So users now have three options. In the past, it was just everyone could reply to your tweet. Now you actually can pick and choose. You can have the option of everyone can still reply, only people that you follow, or only people that you mention in your tweet. So you can really limit the amount of, like, trolls, and there's so much anger and angry language, and people are just really ruthless and horrible. Plus, you've got bots, and you've got Russians, you've got the Chinese. I mean, there's so many other people involved in this now on social media. It's been completely... it's been taken over, and it's now with this new beta testing that they've done on this new option, 60% of people who used the feature said that it helped them not need to use block or mute anymore, which is really good news. And so we'll see how it goes. Now, the only people who are not going to get this option are publicly elected officials, including the president. So that doesn't change for them, but for everybody else, all us regulars, it's a good thing.
Right, and number one is a combo of info from the largest tech companies in our country.
Yep. Apple, Facebook, Twitter, and Microsoft have all spoken out this week against Trump's suspension of guest worker visas, specifically the H-1B. And these are many foreign-born tech workers who operate under these visas. And so there are 50 companies in total who filed a lawsuit saying this is going to cripple Silicon Valley and our tech production in this country.
All right, there it is. Our wrap on the top five items this week, the issues from the world of technology. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. An inquiry is launched into the U.S. Postal Service.
The federal watchdog of the agency is looking into operational changes that have delayed mail deliveries across the country. Several Democrats sent a letter requesting a review. The mail service and its role in the upcoming elections have sparked widespread concern. The Postal Service is warning states coast to coast it cannot guarantee that all ballots cast by mail for the November election will arrive in time to be counted. Ron DeRockster reporting.
The Democratic-run House of Representatives is demanding the leaders of the U.S. Postal Service testify at an emergency oversight hearing on August 24th. The demand was made as states expand mail-in voting options for the November presidential election. President Trump has found a new doctor for his coronavirus task force. Coming on board is Mr. Trump's newest pandemic advisor, Dr. Scott Atlas, a fellow at Stanford University's Hoover Institution. President Trump praised his administration and American businesses for efforts to revitalize the U.S. economy. Mr. Trump says one industry that's bounced back is the auto industry.
So retail spending is great, and now if they would put up auto production has surged 28%, and that's your auto production, which is right there.
Mr. Trump spoke with reporters at his resort in Bedminster, New Jersey over the weekend. Texas leaders who grappled with coronavirus testing shortages for much of the pandemic are now facing the opposite problem, not enough takers. The number of coronavirus tests being done each day in Texas has declined by the thousands in August, mirroring nationwide trends. The heat wave blasting the Southwest could be one of the most significant in quite a while, lasting from 7 to 10 days. Temperatures in places like San Francisco and Sacramento could reach triple digits, with places like California's capital city reaching 110. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief Factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
After a week of protests in Belarus over the re-election of President Alexander Lukashenko, thousands of his supporters rallied today in Minsk.
As Lukashenko's supporters waited for his appearance at the rally, many chanted Lukashenko's nickname of Babka, or Father. The president, who spoke at the rally, vehemently rejected any possibility of holding a rerun of the vote, as anti-government protesters claimed the election was a sham and alleged results were manipulated. Meanwhile, large crowds streamed towards the site of an opposition rally about a mile and a half away, the ninth straight day of anti-government rallies. About 7,000 people were arrested over several days of protests, which police harshly tried to put down with clubs, rubber bullets and flash grenades. Many detainees were later released, complaining of brutality from police while in custody. I'm Karen Chamas.
A federal appeals court in New Orleans has upheld the constitutionality of the all-male draft system, citing a 1981 U.S. Supreme Court decision. New analysis at townhall.com. a flare-up of hostilities between Israel and one of its old enemies. The Media Line's Lawrence Rifkin has more.
Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz has called Hamas the return address for all rockets and incendiary or bomb-laden balloons sent into Israel from the Gaza Strip. The leaders of the Islamist group, he says, are undermining the interests of their constituents and impairing their ability to live in dignity and security. Gantz's comments came in a defense ministry statement issued on Sunday, just hours after Israel retaliated for overnight rocket launches. One of those rockets landed outside a home in the southern Israeli town of Sderot, injuring one. If Sderot isn't quiet, Gantz warned, Gaza won't be either. I'm Lawrence Rifkin, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Actual mileage may vary.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You've heard the beginning, the instrumentation, if you will, which heralds the start of the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the top 10 stories as recorded in the annals of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, thanks to the work of Michael Harrison and his staff. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to go through said charts, the people chart, the story chart, and then, by golly, Michael, I'll bet we'll be able to have some conversation about some of these very stories that are on the list. What do you think?
There's nothing really interesting happening anymore.
No, well, we'll make up
some stuff. It's sort of dragging down to a, you know, just this and that.
Right.
But we'll try to pull something out of this. So here we go. At number 10, we have a lot of conversation about the QAnon conspiracy theory. At number 9, the Israel-UAE agreement. At number 8, U.S.-China relations. At number 7, the economy, stimulus discussions, and the struggles being faced by business as it tries to reopen, in general, when I say business, across the board. At number 6, race relations, urban unrest, and homelessness. At number 5, health care and the race to find a safe and effective vaccine. At number 4, COVID-19 stats and projections. At number 3, challenges in opening schools, at least for in-person, you know, learning, and for even, you know, remote learning. It's tough. They're facing a lot of problems. And number 2, the mail-in voting debate. And the only thing that could possibly be bigger than the mail-in voting debate, because there's been a huge amount of talk about that, has been the fact that Kamala Harris has been selected for the vice presidential nomination for the Democratic Party, and now we're off to the races. The People Survey, Sumner Redstone, the media mogul, died at number 10. Number 9, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Number 8, Marjorie Taylor Greene. We'll talk about her in a minute. Xi Jinping at 7, Vladimir Putin at 6, Nancy and Mitch at 5, Mike Pence at 4, Joe Biden at 3. This is one of those rare weeks with Donald Trump, not at number one, but at number two. The number one person of conversation in America has been this week Kamala Harris. And there you go. It's an interesting week. I was just kidding when I said it was boring.
All right. Let's go back to number 10 and a discussion of a man who was maybe the last of the true media moguls, Sumner Redstone. Why is it important for us to know, or maybe you can give us some insight into the history of this man, what he did, how media developed, if you will, in his watch and under his thumb, perhaps, his single-handed power. I don't think there's anybody around now that holds the power that he did. What do you think?
He had great power, no question. He made a lot of money, and he had a tremendous influence over the media landscape. He was instrumental in the move in recent decades toward consolidation and the consolidation of power under one corporate umbrella in the media, which is what we have today. He did it with Viacom and CBS. To go any deeper into it would be, to do an hour documentary on the life and influence of Sumner Redstone. He was a big player, a big mogul in what is today's media landscape, which is very different than the media landscape that people of our generation, you, me, and I'd say anybody over 45 or 50 years old, the world we grew up in is very different today in terms of who's running the media, how connected all the different voices in the media are in terms of, as you go higher and higher up the chain, you have people that control so many what appear to be different venues that are really all answering to the same boss.
Yep.
And that's, would you say that was an accurate explanation?
Yeah, I think that was a brilliant explanation. Actually, going back to the 1996 Telecommunication Act, which was basically pushed through by a fellow that is a Massachusetts senator now. He was chairman of the House committee that oversaw telecommunications, put together this thing, and Redstone was smart enough, once it was passed, I imagine he probably helped get it passed, allowing for consolidation, as you've just said, radio, television, all in the hands of a few, which has been bad for the business and more bad for America because there are fewer and fewer points of view being expressed, being accepted, whether it be in the news media, whether it be on network television, whether it be on the internet, the shouting down of opposing points of view has come about, in my mind anyway, as a result of all of this stuff. Everything's being consolidated. Very few people own and control the mass media. And you can see another example of it is the radio world and Spotify and Sirius XM and the iHeart chain, all belonging to the same man, in essence. So if he doesn't like it, it's kind of like when Rupert Murdoch, before his sons came in and sort of took over Fox, what he said went. That's what you saw on the air. You know as well as I do that one of the large chains in radio, the political company that is Salem, if the guy who's at the top doesn't like it, doesn't get on the air. Is that good, or is it bad, or is it fair, or
no,
is it just?
It has to do with what the bigger picture is about. And to just provide a bit of counterpoint to what you're saying, concurrent to this that you've described and that I described has been the explosion of the democratized Internet. Mm-hmm. And as a result, we have many points of view that are expressed.
But it is
many
it democratized?
Well,
that's it. I mean, I just went through, interesting you bring that up, I just went through my Facebook page this morning and eliminated about a dozen people and a dozen comments that were unnecessary, that were untrue, that were angry. And I just thought to myself, what do I need to read that for? What does this guy need to be posting on my Facebook page for? Let him go take his dirt and put
it
someplace.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the counterpoint to to one man controlling everything. Well, nobody controlling anything has equally disastrous results.
Yeah.
We have to.
So as a result of that, where do we get? Remember
We used to, 20 years ago or more, when we were talking about the same thing on this program, we would talk about Vox Populi. We would talk about talk radio being the town meeting, the town hall, where anybody could say anything, and it would be vetted by either the hosts or callers saying, that, coming 70 columns, saying, that guy's crazy, that's not true, you know, stuff like that, and we don't have as much of that anymore, do we?
No, we don't, but now we have what's called preaching to the choir. We have targeted audiences, and we tell people what they expect to hear from like-minded sources. Mm-hmm. We affirm, we do a daily dance of affirmation. We affirm their already held beliefs. So this is all part of the mishmash of today's media problems. Mm-hmm. It's not easily solved. So it's not just a matter of, oh, all the media is under one corporate roof. It's not true. All of the big-time media is under one corporate roof, but the grassroots media has its own level of influence, and some of it is excellent, but some of it is very dangerous. And those of us who really believe in free speech face a 21st century conundrum in terms of the paradox, if you will, in terms of the relationship between vetted, carefully constructed, objective journalism and free speech to say whatever you believe without necessarily having it suppressed by government or regulators of any kind.
I mean, whether you like Facebook or some of the others or not, they are suppressing free speech, because when somebody puts up something like that, the people of powers that be, I had something that I posted this week taken down because they felt, I don't even know why they took it down. It was something about the virus and what impact it was having, et cetera, et cetera. It was kind of a benign thing, and I was surprised that anything that I would post would get taken down.
Was that comment you made that Martians have the secret vaccine?
Yes, it's on its way now.
Why would they take that down? Everybody knows that.
Right. What's the matter with those people?
Really.
Yeah. 16 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, with a question about, if we're talking about the virus, are you protecting yourself? Are you taking care of your family? Is everybody in the best shape possible to ward off or fight off the problems that are a result of COVID? And if the answer to that question is no, if your family is all overweight, if you're eating too much ice cream and cake and you're putting on the pounds, you're making yourself very vulnerable, according to everybody up and down, from Dr. Fauci on up and down, experts and people who may not be expert, but they've been able to figure out, wait a minute, look at all the people that are getting sick. They are overweight, they have diabetes, that sort of thing. So, the fix for losing weight, in my estimation, is the all-natural approach brought to us by Calitrin. Calitrin assists your body in losing weight naturally because the main ingredient is collagen protein, which is natural to your body. Body stops making it when you get into your 20s, and that's when you start gaining weight. So if you want to get to learning the ins and outs of doing this, go to toploss.com and see the story behind the story when it comes to losing weight the natural way without stimulants and drugs, courtesy of Calitrin, on the market for almost 25 years. If you go to toploss.com, you'll see as much as you can about the science. You can spend an hour or two looking through the information from people who have taken this product and used it and really had success. So now you go to toploss.com, use discount code DJV, you don't have to pay for shipping, and you can buy three and get three free. That's the BOGO deal. It's not buy one, it's buy three or more and get three free. Get on the program. 6 months is a good time for you to really focus on it, lose your weight, get your weight into the optimum number with Calitrin, toploss.com website. Buy it now using the discount code DJV.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Automotive expert and car enthusiast James Bell of Kia shares his pick for the best family car and why now is a great time to buy a new car.
Midsize sedans are comfortable and spacious, making them a great choice for a family car. The all-new Kia K5 features a beautiful infotainment display and voice command system to help keep the driver's eyes on the road. It also comes standard with a full selection of safety systems, all adding up to keeping families safe. With a choice of two powerful turbocharged engines, you'll also have fun driving this sporty sedan no matter where you're headed.
It's a smart time to buy a new car.
Dealerships are very eager to sell vehicles right now. Look for low interest and 0% financing deals. A 0% long-term loan can add up to big savings over time. There's lots of special offers out there, so keep your eye out for cashback incentives. If you prefer to lease, you can find very low monthly payments.
To learn more, visit your local Kia dealership or go to kia.com/K5.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Run 8-3 after the hour. It's now, part two, maybe part three of our weekly discussion going through the stories from this past week, the week of August 10th to the 14th, as researched by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Please go to talkers.com, where every week the story list is published and the people list is published. And then it's our privilege and pleasure, Michael and mine, to discuss some of these things and the ancillary stuff that goes with it. I was just sort of thinking about, we don't necessarily pick these things out. You go through the list, and then I may pick out one or two things, or you can pick out two or three things that you think apply to a conversation, a general conversation. As I look at Kamala Harris and think about what she said to Joe Biden about Joe Biden when they were in the heat of the first debates that you go through, and looking, because the video is being replayed everywhere, her face and Joe Biden's expressions as she's attacking him, ripping him from one end of the stage to the other. And the fact that they can, what is the old expression, politics makes strange bedfellows. I wouldn't give that woman the time of day if I were Joe Biden. And the fact that he succumbed to the pressure from the Democratic National Committee to put her on because she's a big fundraiser. She has nothing in terms of being, she could very well be the next president of the United States. Mm. And yet, for her entire, I think I told you this, Michael, I'm so opposed to her from the first days when I was at KABC, when she was climbing up the ladder. I remember interviewing her one night as she was involved in local politics in Los Angeles. And I was so taken back by the amount of self-aggrandizing that she was involved in, even then. The stuff just dripped off, oozed out of her skin. It's all about me, 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 and what I can do. And I followed her career, and every step she's made along the way has been measured, has been something that has been planned. And so, I mean, I suppose you could say it's no different than anybody else in corporate America who makes plans to climb up the ladder and get to the top. But as a, I guess I'm one of those choir boys that thinks back to the old days when public service was really just that, not about the people who were in the positions, but about the jobs they could do. So I guess I'm...
And I imagine having somebody like that in the White House as opposed to the gentleman we have now who...
Yeah. Never... Okay, touche.
I mean, yeah. Maybe you just don't like the fact that she's a woman doing it.
No, I don't. That's not it at all. Other people have said that. No, I don't like, you know, I don't like Trump, and he's a man. You know, does that mean I don't want a man in the White House? No, I just think that politicians in general rub me the wrong way. There are plenty of them on both sides who do the same thing, but she's the best example.
But I'm going to say something. I agree with you about her. She's a politician, but I don't expect more from politicians. I don't believe Joe Biden has succumbed to anything. I think Joe Biden's skin is thick. I think he's a seasoned politician. I think that he wants her there because he wants her to do the same stuff to Trump, and he knew it was show business. It's professional wrestling, and man, I'd love to have a tough cookie like her as my running mate if I were Biden at this point. So I think that I don't think he's anybody's puppet. That's the point I'm making.
Biden. Yeah. Oh, I don't either. I think the play on him, he's an old man, he can fall apart.
Tough as nails.
I don't buy that at all. I agree with you. I think he comes across differently sometimes.
I think it's going to help him. I think the combination of Biden and Harris is going to be very effective campaigning.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Considering the nature of what they're up against and what the real decision here is, Trump or no Trump. That's really the decision.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting how, and I think that's the way a lot of people are playing it. 28 after the hour.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better too.
My name is Anne from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Michael, California. I take Calitrin and I feel great. I have a lot of energy and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 10 months ago and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry, our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Yes, it is a cold, cruel world that we live in, and we're here to discuss that from every angle.
Remember that old poster of the guy sticking his head out of a toilet saying goodbye, cruel world? It used to hang in bathrooms. You know, I was just talking with Phil one of the major medical organizations has released statistics that about 1 in 10 American adults has contemplated suicide in the last couple of weeks.
Ooh.
And it's I don't know how true that is, based on my own observations, I would think that it's within the realm of reality.
Well, there are a lot of people who have worked very hard all their lives, and their businesses have gone up in flames because of this. And that brings me around. It's an interesting reflection, Michael. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. The review of the impact of this and how it happened, I posted myself in my own way, sort of contextually, on my Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV, and there's another. I have my own personal page, Doug Steffen. You're not on Facebook.
No, I don't do Facebook.
Stay away from social media.
Facebook. We have Talkers Facebook page. It's a minimal amount of stuff. I don't do a lot of social media. I'm not. Yeah. I'm not particularly concerned with whether people like me.
Well, I'm not either. That isn't why I have mine. I like to post nice things about my farm, nice things about my family, my friends. It sets a nice tone, at least from my perspective. And so when, it gets down to some of the things that are up on Facebook that pertain to what's going on, I did post something this week that was a reflection on where we are, comparatively speaking. The coronavirus, how many people have died, how many people in the world, going back to 1918, how many people died, how many people were in the world, and the other things that we've had that have been ancillary, even the HIV epidemic or problem. It was kind of an epidemic, I think, for a while. To be sure, Ebola, SARS, you name it, they're all over the place. And I have said, I did at the beginning say, and I've come back around to this, that I was kind of concerned about the political impacts, the economic impact of this on the world's economy and whether it balanced or not. And people say, oh, you cruel son of a bitch, what are you talking about? Lives and yada, yada. And I think of this very thing you just told me, how many people who worked hard all of their lives to build a business, and it's destroyed by, in some cases, you could argue, news media coverage scaring people, and they end it all. They off themselves because they can't stand it, can't handle it. So, I think that's part of whether you think it's a legitimate angle, Michael, is a part of the discussion that is becoming more and more prevalent. And I think
we often have psychology and emotional issues on our survey of what's being talked about.
Yeah, the psychology, I had that for a long time.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean it doesn't exist anymore. It's just on front burner,
Right. I understand that. So in looking at these things and trying to understand what it is that people feel, a lot of people feel hopeless that they can't. The government programs don't apply to them. I mean, farmers, you know how close I am to farmers.
Well, you're a farmer.
I am a farmer. It took months. It took 4.5 months for this administration to actually come around to realizing that farmers were part of the economy and that they needed the same help that everybody else got in April. They didn't get it until the end of June, the 1st of July. So how many farmers went out of business in those? That's how we're teetering on the edge here with a lot of these people.
Well, a lot of the teetering on the edge is because the stimulus package kept us from going over the edge, and now we're starting to slip over the edge again as rents are due and a lot of the packages run out. And we don't have a new one, and there won't be one until September. But then there's the issue after all of that of, where's the money coming from, what's going to happen to the dollar when we finally do recover, if we recover. We're certainly not going to have a V recovery. That's pipe dream. That's political hogwash, because there's no way.
What does that mean, a V recovery?
Recovery means that the graph will look like a V. We'll drop down, and then we're going to go right back up. When the virus is over. That's what President Trump is sort of pulling for.
No. No.
And there's no way that can happen.
For him to get reelected.
Well, that's what I said. It's political. It's political. On the other hand, there's no reason why we have to have gloom and doom where it's just going to keep going down, which is also political.
Sure, but it's an individual thing. You bring yourself up by the bootstraps. You don't listen or be influenced by somebody you don't even know that writes a column in a newspaper or, you know, some blog on the internet. What the hell do they? You don't know those people. So why are you paying any attention to them?
Well, that's part of human nature, is to seek information, to seek research, to, you know.
Well, stuff that you agree with. I thought it was interesting, as we look around the landscape, especially of News Talk Radio, which is our bailiwick here, the political advertising that started, you know, the primaries are less than a month away for many of the, like, Congress and the Senate. There are primary elections there that are very important. Here in Massachusetts, where you and I live, there is a lot of money being spent on radio by Joe Kennedy, who's running against Ed Markey, and the stations are doing great because of political advertising, and, you know, it certainly helps given what our last summer was like.
Well, thank you for reminding me that I live in Massachusetts. I haven't been there since January.
I know you. I know you stayed distant.
I've been in Florida since January. Yeah. Haven't had a haircut since January.
Oh, my God.
Haven't worn shoes or clothes since February. Oh, last time I went out to dinner was February, and I live in T-shirts. It's hot as hell down here. I'm not used to being in Florida in the summer. It's hot as hell. I wear T-shirts, sneakers, and sweatpants that are very light. That's it.
There you go.
And I don't take haircuts, and I shave every 2 weeks. I'm a mess.
Yeah.
but I'm actually liking it.
Yeah, you're getting used to it. You may not want to come back north.
I don't know if I want to go back to, you know, to ever wearing a suit again or wearing a tie.
That's one of the ancillary. You know, you talk about businesses. I've known, my father's in the clothing business, and so we got to know a lot of people. Who were in, you know, the little stores in every community, suits and sport coats and shirts and ties and all that stuff. Well, like everything else, has been taken over by a lot of big companies, but there still are mom and pop operations around here and there, and they've all suffered, if not completely going out of business, certainly having to change the way they do stuff because people don't go to the office. They're not wearing dressy. Everybody's like you. They're around in their sweatpants. All the people working from home.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get dressed up. I'm in a bathrobe when I do my radio program and have been for the 32 years that I've been. Well, if I'm in a studio, obviously I'm dressed. If I'm in a radio station studio, but if I'm in my home studio where I am and where you are, I'm in a bathrobe. I don't have There's nobody looking at what I do. So what do I need to be?
So you're a bathrobe guy, huh?
I love bathrobes.
I have never worn a bathrobe.
Really?
I find it funny when you see, like, people in the movies or, you know, men with their smoking jackets.
Yeah. People women about my Hefner look.
Do you remember women with house coats?
Yes. I do.
Those are the ones that are going to vote for Trump. Women. Women in their house coats who are afraid of black people moving into their neighborhood.
I know. Yeah, right, exactly. Man. You know, that is something, though, when you think about it, the amount of one of the items, but not as much now are we focused on Black Lives Matter. It still is a part of our discussion. Urban unrest, number 6 this week on the countdown, race relations, that sort of thing. I mentioned earlier. This moron who is a mayor in Virginia who referred to on a Twitter post to Kamala Harris as Aunt Jemima. I just can't believe that there are people who are that deaf, if that's what it is. If you're a private citizen and you say that stuff, you're entitled to whatever thoughts. And if you're a public figure and you say it's like a death knell, and it ought to be. In a sense, I mean, there's a point to going too far with Black Lives Matter and political correctness. I think that we may have bridged that, the other edge. But the other side of it is that there were so many wrongs and so many injustices and so many things that needed to be corrected.
Right.
It almost screamed for the pendulum to go the other way. Do you think so?
Oh, gosh, I think you just said the whole thing. On one level, we've gone too far. Another level, at least we've gone some distance, and we'll find a balance.
Yeah. Is Kamala Harris a result of that? Is the only reason she's on the ballot? She's not black anyway. She's Jamaican and Indian, I think, if that becomes important to people.
Well, that's a whole other can of worms as to what is black, you know.
Yeah. Trump now doesn't want you to believe she was born here. He's done the Obama birther issue with her.
He's very likely on the wrong side of history. And what that means is there are certain movements in culture, movements in traditions, movements physically, migrations, changes, progress, that are beyond any one person. Mm-hmm. And so the question, is she there because she's black? And she is black, based upon definitions.
Yeah.
Most black people have in their ancestry white relatives.
Yes.
And I guess you're black if you are black in any way. You know what I mean?
Well, Obama was half white. His mother wasn't.
Right,
mother,
right.
His father was white.
So, you know, this whole thing of defining people by color is BS. But it's our BS.
Is.
But
yeah.
but let's understand, it's crap. That being said, her blackness is an issue that does make her qualified because it answers one of the burning social issues that we have today, and that's racial discord, race relations. The fact that she happens to also be an accomplished, whether you like her or not, attorney general, city council, city attorney, United States senator. Is better than if she was just somebody who was writing a newspaper column or had been in office for 3 weeks and is a convenient black woman because we want to put a black woman in there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of aspects to these things that it's very easy to jump on board and go, oh. But I have no love for her if you're going to break it down to details, but I have to say that about all politicians. Mm-hmm. However, that being said, as we go back before, I can understand where she is, based on the times and the circumstances, an effective choice for Joe Biden to have a reasonable chance of being elected.
A reasonable chance. There we go. More coming up on the people list from Talkers. These are the names that made it, some connected to some of the stories, some of them are not. Sumner Redstone, who was the chief at Viacom and CBS and so many other media companies over his 90, I think he was 98 when he passed away this past week at number 10. Dr. Fauci is 9 for fairly obvious reasons. He stays in the top 10. Marjorie Taylor Greene and the aforementioned QAnon conspiracy theory, they're connected at 8. The premier of China, Xi Jinping. Vladimir Putin, by the way, is 7. Bad Vlad is 6. Nancy Pelosi is 5. Mike Pence is 4. Joe Biden is 3. Donald Trump is in the second position. Pretty amazing, because he's usually on the top of the heap. But that honor goes to Kamala Harris this week, whether she stays there or not. I guess remains to be seen whether she comes out of the box fighting. But anyway, number 1 is Ms. Harris on the people list from Talkers Magazine. For the Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. While we normally hear about carbon monoxide poisonings during the winter months, reality is they can happen throughout the year. Emergency medicine physician Dr. Luke Wood says there are two kinds.
One is from people being exposed to carbon monoxide in the setting of a house fire or some type of combustible fire. The other type of carbon monoxide poisoning is kind of non-fire related. And so you see that with generators or if, you know, a vehicle or some type of gas-burning appliance is burning in a closed space.
Dr. Wood says there are several symptoms you should watch out for.
You know, the development of a headache is usually the first symptom of carbon monoxide poisoning. Typically speaking, what we see first is a headache, oftentimes some nausea or confusion.
That's when it's important to get to fresh air, because when CO levels reach a critical level, you can lose consciousness and die. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
At talkers.com. We can't tell that story on the air.
How do you lay that on me during the break with 2 minutes left? Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry about that. So this week on the Michael Harrison interview...
Pat McCrory, the former North Carolina governor who lost by a narrow margin because of his involvement in that whole transgender issue. Very popular politician other than that in North Carolina, seven-time mayor of Charlotte. He's the morning guy at WBT, big heritage station there. And we have a fascinating conversation about political correctness and the cancel culture. Also some good stuff about the issues. And it's mhinterview.com to hear a conversation with a really interesting character from politics and radio.
So is he popular because he's good as a radio person, or is he popular because he was a popular mayor and a politician?
Both.
He was governor, and now what does he do after he's governor? He becomes a radio host.
Yeah, but he's been there 3 years, and he's getting high ratings. I opened the interview by saying, you know, it's common thought in the talk radio business that former politicians are lousy radio hosts because they're too guarded. He said, yeah. I've never been guarded. That was my weakness as a politician. I always tell it like it is, and he does. He's very open.
That's refreshing, then, because we'd like to have more people. And I'd like to have Kamala Harris tell it like it was rather than how she, you know, well, we've had enough to say about all of that. Michael, thank you for being here, as usual. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Check out that mhinterview.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem, and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth.
Deforming arthritis is one of the signs of rheumatoid arthritis.
Dr. Eric Madison is a rheumatologist at Mayo Clinic. He says rheumatoid arthritis is quite different from the more common osteoarthritis.
It's an autoimmune disease, which means that the immune system is overactive for some reason that we don't know and decides to attack the lining of the joints, causing inflammation in the lining, which leads to damage in the joint structures, the cartilage, the bone.
There are medications to help slow the disease and offer pain relief, but not a way to prevent it. Dr. Madison says early treatment is important.
Rheumatoid arthritis leads to severe joint damage, and because it involves other organs, especially when it's not treated, it causes functional impairment as well as reducing life expectancy.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is the next person up in the focus on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits of talk radio. I can't tell you, Steve, how helpful Scamicide.com is coming in for so many people this week alone. For those of you who don't know, Steve is a lawyer. He comments on things on the countdown that have a legal connection to them. But he also has devoted a lot of time to a website which informs people about the dangers of scams. And for some reason, I saw something this week about how many scams. I mean, for some reason, I was attracted. I mean, it's not unusual to see something like this, have something like this around, but how many people are being zapped. And it isn't just on the phone, the mail-in stuff. You know, I had the conversation in relationship to the mail-in voting discussion, which is number two this week on the countdown. But the number of, I mean, I could see you being scammed even in the election business. You know, somebody decides they want to send you how do you know who's sending you ballots, where they're going, you know. But I could see people opening up the mail, being asked for information that they shouldn't give anybody, but they, oh, well, it's the government. I have to prove who I am so my vote counts. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, right now we are probably in the most unprecedented level of scams in human history. Interpol, the International Law Enforcement Agency, just issued a report, as a matter of fact, last week, indicating that since the coronavirus pandemic came in, the level of scamming has increased dramatically all over the world, and it is expected to do worse, and also with more data breaches. But then you throw in what you were just mentioning in regard to the election season, and there are a host of scams there, and along with the census, phony census workers, census, and suddenly they're asking for your bank account information and social security number, which they do not ask for. But in regard to candidates, as you said, you're going to get an email, you're going to get a text message, you're going to get a phone call in regard to a particular candidate, or if you're going to still be allowed to enroll to vote, we need to confirm your information. And this is where, you know, my motto is, trust me, you can't trust anyone. Whenever you're contacted in any form asking for personal information or money, you've got to confirm it. You just can't rely on it.
Yeah. All right. So with that in mind, we're moving into the legal side of your expertise. Number three this week on the countdown list, a focus on school openings. So can you see a world in which some sharp lawyer will start a class action lawsuit against cities and towns, jurisdictions, if schools open and a whole bunch of kids get sick?
I even see some dull lawyers doing it. Yeah, I think there's going to be issues about even it's an old writ of mandamus ordering political and elected officials to do what they're supposed to do. I think there may be issues with OSHA. I think teachers and teachers' unions are going to be pushing back. It's going to be a mess. And one of the problems is very often the courts, and I used to say this to juries. I said, I felt about our system of justice like Winston Churchill felt about democracy. He said democracy was the worst form of government on the face of the earth, except for all of the others. And our courts are pretty good, but they're slow. And slowness is not something that we need for making decisions during this time of the pandemic.
You know, you make an interesting point. Does anything in terms of courts, do they ever get backed up? I know people are trying to get a divorce, and they can't because the courts are backed up. I know land cases that are people protesting this, that, or the other thing, trying to stop building and all this stuff. And, you know, you're a year away from being heard. How's that justice? Because you can't, you know, why aren't there more people? Why aren't there night courts? Remember that old show? Night
Court? I love that. Yeah. I would go
why aren't there more of those?
Well, you know, we do need greater speed in the courts, but we need it to be done properly. But there is the old saw. They say justice delayed is justice denied. You know, you mentioned divorce. One of my But one of my former law partners is a very, very prominent divorce lawyer, and nothing is happening in the courts right now. But I assured him, I said, after this pandemic and people spending so much time together, don't worry, as soon as the gates open, you'll be the busiest guy in town.
Yeah, well, a lot of divorce cases have been filed already, so yeah, you see that coming. Yeah. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman is a lawyer and a college professor here in Boston at Bentley University. And make sure you're checking out Scamicide.com, his website dedicated to helping you stay away from all those damn scams that are all over the place. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump is defending his postmaster general in the wake of accusations the agency is slowing down procedures ahead of potential mail-in balloting in November. Over the weekend, Mr. Trump told reporters at a Saturday news conference at his club in Bedminster, New Jersey, Democrats need to cut a deal with him so the Postal Service will have the needed funds to cope with the expected deluge of ballots.
You're going to do these millions of ballots out of nowhere. He's going to obviously need funding. But the Democrats aren't willing to provide other things, and therefore they're not going to get the funding for that.
Mr. Trump says blanket mail-in balloting is a recipe for disaster, but he's okay with absentee ballots. In fact, he's one himself. He says absentee ballots work because individual voters request their own ballot. He says with mass bailouts, mass mailing of ballots, it offers the chance of ballots piling up, being lost or stolen. Meanwhile, the race to the White House begins in earnest Monday as Democrats kick off the process for officially nominating their presidential candidate. But TV coverage of the events are going to look a little bit different than we've been used to.
The Democratic and Republican conventions will lack for crowds, but not television coverage. The standard political gatherings that were to unfold for the Democratic Party in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and the GOP in Charlotte, North Carolina, will be largely virtual, constrained by the coronavirus. That won't stop TV scrutiny of the speeches and other activities leading up to Joe Biden's Democratic Party nomination for president on Thursday, August 20th, and the GOP's renomination of President Donald Trump the following week. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A mass exodus from New York and California has been prompted by left-wing policies and coronavirus restrictions. Colorado is seen as a site that many are moving to. According to the Association of Realtors of the state, they've seen a 21% increase year over year. Many homes ended up in a bidding war by buyers. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
New Zealand reporting 13 new coronavirus cases, and the country's health director, Ashley Broomfield,
that has the earliest onset date of symptoms is an Americold worker. So we're doing the environmental testing. We're also, it may be a long shot, but we're working with our Victorian counterparts who look at the genome sequencing of the cases that they have had that worked in an Americold facility there.
Up until the last 24 hours, the country went without reporting any cases for over 3 months. Cruise ship passengers had their temperatures checked along with their baggage as the MSC Grandiosa departed from the port of Genoa, Italy, Sunday evening for a 7-night cruise around the western Mediterranean. Bookings were limited, though, to 70% capacity, but MSC has declined to say just how many passengers were on board the ship. Be sure to check out more breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. Boeing's reporting more weak numbers for airplane orders and deliveries.
The big aircraft maker says it sold no new airliners in July, and customers canceled orders for 43 of its 737 MAX jet. That's the plane that's been grounded for more than a year after two crashes killed 346 people. Besides problems with the MAX, Boeing is being hurt by the virus pandemic, which has devastated air travel and caused airlines to lose interest in buying new planes.
Correspondent Jeremy House reports Boeing delivered just 4 planes last month compared with 19 last year in July. Puerto Rico Governor Wanda Vasquez has lost her bid in the primary for her pro-statehood party. She lost to Pedro Pierluisi, who briefly served as the U.S. territory's governor last year amid a political turmoil. Now Puerto Rico prepares for its November 3rd general election. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Experience the one and only luxury Cadillac Escalade ESV.
Play our cash and Cadillac swipe to win promotion.
Swipe daily for free slot play and prizes.
Weekly drawings Thursdays at 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing.
Grand prize drawing Thursday, October 29th.
Win a one-of-a-kind 2020 Cadillac Escalade ESV.
A legend reimagined with an exceptional design made for your comfort. Details at WinRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership. The dental discount savings plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and 2 sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and 2 fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Our weekly get-together overviewing what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio is about to begin. 7 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen here with my DJV crew, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan. We are here with you to discuss the stories that have come up this week, printed and published, I guess one and the same. Although, well, it's printed, that doesn't mean it's on paper, but it's at talkers.com where Michael Harrison and his group get together to review each week what's going on in news talk stations around the country. The chart's 10 items there on the story list, 10 items on the people list. So Jennifer and Victoria, let's get to it. At number 10, a conspiracy theory. It's been a long time since we've had a good conspiracy, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what's this one about? QAnon, is that a
it's a group of people typically on the far right. Well, you know, actually I don't even know if they are on the far right. They're
extremists.
A group of people who think that and this is what I know from my cousin who happens to be one of them.
And they have a lot of...
Wow.
By the way...
You got one?
Yeah, they have
intrigued.
A lot of... They have a lot of they have a lot of people who follow this on social media, and they don't know who Q is. It's a person, but it's someone who leaks out videos, evidence of this movement going on. And basically, they talk about this ring of pedophiles, which, by the way, is not too hard to believe these days after seeing some of the news headlines about Jeffrey Epstein and some of the behaviors of some of the people in politics and pop culture.
Hollywood.
Hollywood, certainly, that there is this pedophile ring that's going on. They also say that everything basically is not the people who pulled the strings in this whole world, not just in this country, are the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, and that they always have pulled the strings and that they are behind everything in the country, and that
sort of
Democrats
like the
and Republicans
Bilderbergers and the trilateralists and the stuff.
They also believe that Trump was, so this is where, well, who knows? Look, anything is possible. It's 2020. But they think that John F. Kennedy Jr. actually faked his own death because he vowed to get revenge for his father's death. And the Q people believe that JFK's death was directly linked to the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the controlling class, and he spoke out against them. He was the last president to do that until Donald Trump. And so they believe that Trump is actually in place, and the reason people are so appalled by the idea of Donald Trump is that he wasn't supposed to win, and he got into office and that he vowed to clean up. And one of the things that they cite is how much he's done in the sphere of child trafficking, because the Trump administration quietly behind the scenes has really been cracking down on that. And so they say that this kind of is his fight back against the pedophiles that are running everything around the globe. They also say JFK Jr. is alive and that he's been working with Trump to try to get these people taken down, essentially.
I believe a lot of conspiracy theories, but that one's pretty wild.
And yeah, they have photographic evidence of JFK Jr. and Caroline, his wife, at Trump rallies.
Really?
Right. Photoshop is an amazing thing.
All right, number nine on the count up to number one is this new agreement between the Israelis and the United Arab Emirates, which, as we got to the end of the week, got a lot of attention for good reasons. Yes, ladies?
It's interesting, like looking a little bit below the surface. I read a lot of European, my family's in Europe, so I read a lot of European commentary on things, and
often to find out what's going on, even here.
It's kind of true. It always amazes me how, like, the Daily Mail knows exactly what's going on in our country. It's wild. But, the criticism on it is sort of not necessarily a criticism, but a wait and see. A lot of people who are kind of critics of Netanyahu said that this really bailed him out. It was not an enforceable thing of him taking over part of what is now Palestine and making it officially part of Israel. And so this kind of allows him to back away with a lot of dignity still and say, okay, well, we're open to conversations, but it's giving him a pass. That's the commentary.
What about Palestine? I mean, they're not coming to the table at all. So I think it's kind Netanyahu has said, publicly he has said that he is willing to have those conversations. They have not.
Right, but the problem, though, is that every plan that they've come up with, whether it's with Kushner working with Netanyahu or whatever, it has not included any feedback from the Palestinians. So every offer that they've been
Because they don't want to. They've been asked to.
I don't think that's necessarily true.
As an Israeli watcher, I would say that the problem isn't the Palestinian people, and it never has been. It's Hamas. It's the groups that are there to stir the pot so that they can continue to raise money.
I don't have sympathy for these people.
The situation there is pretty
pathetic.
Well,
I have sympathy for the people that you know, of Palestine. And
of course, being run by a terrorist group, Hamas, which kills people around the globe. And anyone who cares about human rights, particularly rights of gay people in this world, should not ever be supportive of Hamas.
Supportive of Hamas for anything.
Right. Well, I'm not
it's a bunch of cutthroat
Hamas.
Thugs
saying,
that are
you know.
Murderers and cheaters and pedophiles. My God, they're into trafficking, it's a horrible... All right, number eight, the relationship we have with China. Where do we begin? If I were to go off and rant about things all the way back to the COVID and what's happened since then and all of their meddling in our country, the fact that we have any relationship with China is appalling, except we have to because of our economic ties and because we don't want them to disappear into the darkness and come up with who knows what. But they keep coming up with all these schemes. What was it, seeds a couple of weeks ago? This week, what was it that they came, what was in the mail this week? There's something that they're sending around.
I don't know. I've only heard of the seeds, but...
No, there was something else this week. Yeah. So, under the circumstances, and I know it's unrealistic, and our relationship with them is unreal, and it's unrealistic to think that we ought not to have a relationship with them, because what is it? Better to know your enemy than not, whatever
the
that
devil you know?
Is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, devil, yeah, right, yeah. And they are the devil. The Chinese Communist Party, absolutely the devil incarnate. So that's number eight. Number seven, our economy and the fact that it's doing as well as it's doing, given the number of people who are on unemployment, given the amount of money that we have created, because that's what we're doing, not borrowing it. We're just creating it. And so where does that hammer come down sooner or later? So nobody seems to kind of know whether the big announcement that Trump made over the weekend, this past weekend, about, well, we're going to executive order this, that, the other thing. Kenny, did he? He did say he was going to do it, but can it really be done?
And he can. The only thing that would stop it is if somebody challenges it, and I'd love to see who that person is. I can't imagine that anybody
would
who is aware of their...
Would it be one person, or would it have to be a body like the House of Representatives or the Senate?
Yeah, either one. But who is going to put their name on taking money and protections away from the American people? I can't imagine it. Nancy Pelosi's ticked about it because she got outplayed. She can't be the one who challenges this executive order because it's bad publicity.
Well, where is the next part of the stimmy? I mean, there's a... And we don't need to argue about it, but you can make arguments on either side of those executive orders. There's a lot of stuff that he claimed was in it that when you read the text, that's not there. But where do we stand on the next stimulus
bill? They went home. The House went home a couple of weeks ago, and the Senate just went home yesterday because they figured nothing was coming from the House. So everybody went home. So another round of stimulus will not happen probably for another month or so. They're not supposed to come back until the middle of September.
September, right. That's right. And they're deadlocked over the Postal Service, right?
No, it's not the Postal Service. It's that.
That's what I literally saw. Like contentions.
That's what the media is reporting, because it is more favorable to the Democrats. Democrats have slow walked this. I'll tell you, Republicans blocked them and slow walked the Democrats on the HEROES Act. So I understand it happens on both sides. This time around, Democrats are slow walking it because they know the election's just a few days away, and they want to try to sow as much chaos and fear.
What, mail ballots?
And the Republicans don't want chaos and fear?
It's not about the mail-in ballot. This is
that
the Democrats
mail in your ballot, your vote isn't going to count, and that it's all counterfeit.
Okay,
and that it's all
actually,
fraud.
Okay, two issues. First, $3 trillion is what Democrats want, and they want to replace money that hasn't even yet been spent by the states. Republicans have said, let's do a bill that's a trillion. We can come back to the table when the money has been spent and dole out more. But Democrats want more money going to bailout states that have been poorly run, like New York and California. So that's really
New York was not poorly
point.
Run. I disagree with that. Then what state do you think is well run?
I think there are a lot of states that aren't in the red.
It's much more complex than that.
California and New York have been poorly run. That's why they didn't have the resources to deal with coronavirus when it broke out.
Well,
that's
New Jersey
California
had a surplus, and we had the same problem. And Governor Murphy is a finance guy from Goldman Sachs, and he completely revamped the economy in New Jersey, and yet we were in the same boat. Here we are. We're in the
California
same boat.
California had to go to China.
We literally
to buy
had a surplus in our state.
They reuse all of the money that was supposed to be for disaster planning, and they tried to stick it into the budget to make it look good. Now, as far as the post office goes, because this is one of the other trending stories of the week, there is a real difference, and the media is conflating this, purposely trying to mislead people, between absentee ballots and mail-in ballots. The issue is that states, in about 2 months, are trying to change their entire infrastructure of how elections go. I'll use my state, for example. We have a combination. You can have absentee ballots. You can go to the poll in person. Well, because of coronavirus, they want to do universal mail-in ballots. So they send out a ballot to everybody on the voter rolls, which is leaving you, number one, open for voter fraud. Number two, the infrastructure in California, particularly in most states that are doing this, is not there. Now, in places like Arizona or in Florida, they've done vote by mail for years. The infrastructure is there, so they're not going to have a problem. In New York, they try to roll out mail-in ballots, universal mail-in ballots, this time around because of COVID, and you saw what happened in that congressional race where it took them a month and a half to try to figure out who won. So the idea is that this is very possibly going to end up to have the courts decide this because there are going to be lawsuits coming from both sides of
the
aisle.
Here we go again.
There's no way to validate signatures. There's different rules for what ballots can be counted because of when they go and get postmarked. It's going to be a disaster. So I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. If you want to see who's going to win, whether that's Joe Biden or Donald Trump on November 3rd, you should probably be opposed to this idea of mail-in unless your state has already completed it successfully in prior elections.
You know what the bottom line here to this is, and then we have to move on. The bottom line is the election commissions in most states do not do their job. They're paid. Florida is probably the most atrocious example, but there are other states as well where these people don't do a damn thing. Whatever they get paid for, who knows? This is the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 18 after the hour. Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. You do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all Smart Beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry. Our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving along now in the story count, or the group of stories put together by the researchers at Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com, where they have Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, also the list every week of the top stories. It's the week of August 10th to the 14th that we're talking about today. And number six for Jennifer and Victoria, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen to discuss begins with a story from a mayor in Virginia whose name is, let's see here, Barry Presgraves. He's been asked to resign. He posted on Facebook this week that Joe Biden just announced Aunt Jemima would be his running mate. So, all right, see if you can best that one.
That can't be real.
Morons on parade.
No, it is. He resigned. Right? He said he's not resigning, but he said he didn't think it would offend anybody. You jackhole. Please.
I just find stuff like that. The laughability of that sort of thing in this day and age, I find it's pathetic. It's pretty ugly, but it's also it's so ludicrously funny, frankly. I just find it. That these people are so out of touch. How do people like that get elected? They get elected because there are people who agree with them, who think they're A-OK.
Virginia's a weird state. I mean, look at the governor is in a yearbook, and he can't remember if he's wearing a KKK robe or blackface. I mean, this is weird. I mean, Virginia is a weird state, apparently, because that shouldn't be done. And he gets to go out. I mean, he didn't even apologize for it. He instead just said he was going to moonwalk at the press conference that he held, saying he didn't remember which one he was. Weird.
It is. But there's so much of this stuff. I mean, there's plenty of things that you can find about Kamala Harris not to like. We can maybe save that for later on. Because
I have a dossier.
Me too.
But now Trump's starting a whole new birther rumor, which is another. I mean, it's like, really?
She's not qualified.
He said yesterday.
He said he didn't know that was true. He actually clarified the remark.
But that's how he says everything. He goes, well, you know, he's famous for, well, you know, they tell me or I hear, and then he says horrible things, but he acts like no skin off his nose, like I'm just the messenger. I mean, it's so.
He makes a pretty good actor.
Immature.
Actually, under the circumstance, kind of.
He's been in some movies.
Funny. Yes, he has. Yep.
So, you know,
I'm into it.
The amount of urban unrest as part of the race situation in our country, there is less of it, though, this week, it seems to me, unless I haven't been scouring around to find where the trouble was. Is there less this week than there was last week or the week before? Anybody feel strongly about the... I mean, there's always urban unrest in Los Angeles. There seems to be more of it on the West Coast.
I think it depends on where you are. I mean, I think a lot of it. Look at what happened in Chicago this week. Chicago had $60 million or something in damage from people who were looting because of a false narrative that a police officer shot a young boy when it turned out it was a young girl who was actually shooting at cops. And so they had this organized Black Lives Matter violent looting spree on this past Sunday night, and they stole all kinds of stuff. They damaged a whole bunch of buildings.
But the looters are not part of the movement, and that's something that...
No, they're not. There are good and bad people
in that movement, but it was all under Trump.
Good and bad people.
And by the way, he's right. Black Lives Matter actually linked
the KKK,
to organizing
the people there,
this.
White supremacists. Yeah,
and
great people.
In Seattle, you had people roaming neighborhoods trying to pull people out of their homes. You had in Portland or in Bend, Oregon, you had a group of protesters who were trying to pull detainees out of an ICE vehicle. So to say that there's unrest, yeah, I think it's fair. In my area in Southern California, there are four burning right now. There was one big one in San Bernardino earlier in the week. That was the Apple Fire. It's that time of year. It's windy, it's hot, it's dry, and it's causing really bad conditions.
Yeah, worried about it here on the East Coast, too, where Victoria is, where I am, pretty doggone dry. All right, so there we are, halfway through the list. Here we get to number five, which is a focus on health care. We get into a number of COVID items up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
Our August series is called Diagnosis Writer. Each episode, we're taking a close look at identifying common but difficult problems and pinning down their solutions. September spotlights designing interesting characters with interesting skill sets.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft.
Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Covenant Church of Spokane, Washington is being sued by Planned Parenthood for holding an outdoor church service monthly in a public area next to Planned Parenthood's building. And Pacific Justice Institute has filed papers to defend against this lawsuit.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You can't avoid our presence. We seem to be everywhere, and that's not a bad thing. The DJV program normally is heard in these hours, but because we are on the end of the week assignment, overviewing what's going on in the world of news, Talk Radio becomes our assignment. So we have all the top 10 items in the charts from Talkers Magazine and the People List. Sometimes we get to the people, sometimes we go. It's always a part of, the People List is always a part of the issues. So far we've discussed the QAnon conspiracy at number 10, and the Israeli-UAE agreement at number 9, China relations at number 8, the economy at number 7, race relations at number 6. So now we get to health care. And if you look around, seeing pictures and video of some of the concerts, the music festivals that have been taking place and the way people are socially distancing, you wonder.
Socially distancing, yeah. Not
well, in
masks.
Some cases. But is this the future of music or entertainment? I notice a lot of the theaters are opening up this week. AMC says it's opening 100 or more. I am. I'm going to be there. 15-cent movies.
15 cents.
Yeah. I'm right there.
I saw the coolest thing, though. I think it was in England. I'm not sure. But they have, like, in an outdoor space where they would have an outdoor concert. I don't know if you guys saw the images on this. But they have, like, these little platforms that are barred off and that they're separated. And so you and your group, so let's say it's you and your husband, two people or four people, get a platform all to yourselves so that you can actually see the stage, enjoy the concert, but you're actually socially distanced from people.
I love it.
Pretty cool.
It's so cool. There's a fabulous venue on a rooftop in Manhattan called Pier 17. It's a new venue, and they did exactly what you're talking about. So they have, it's almost like when you go to like the horse races and you have your own box.
Yeah,
it's like that.
It's exactly like that.
It makes you feel like extra fancy, and you're safe. So it's great.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's just, you look around and you see it's kind of sad because we've had to admit that we can't entertain ourselves. If we don't, when I was a kid growing up, I used to play with the tractors and things, and it was a way to entertain. And I guess maybe as an adult, I still do that.
Let me chime in on that because I always get annoyed like you do when you hear kids go, I'm bored because truly, I'm never bored. I can always find something to do.
Yeah.
But let's be honest. We've all been locked up at home, by and large, since March, the middle of March. And the stuff that we used to do and take for granted, like going to a restaurant or going to a movie or going to a concert or just even going outside, for God's sake, just to go for a walk, that's all been stripped away from us for the most part. And so I can understand why people are getting itchy. Before I got sick, I've never felt like this in my life. I was crawling the walls. I was telling all my friends at work, I'm like, I need to go. I need to get out of here. We need to go somewhere. I need to see a beach. I need to see something because I felt like I was crawling the walls.
Everybody feels that way. Yep.
Yeah. So I think you're right. It's, people should find things to do to entertain themselves, but it's been a really long time, and it's limitations beyond us that are keeping us kind of tied down, which is annoying.
It is annoying. Yeah, you're right on that one. Number four, the stats regarding the virus. This week, the deaths have gone down, but the number of people who are young getting the in the surge column getting COVID has gone up. And so a lot of people are concerned because if schools open up, what does that mean? I think one of the things that hasn't been cited as usual, because there's a lot of one-sided coverage of this, is that the, as I've said any number of times, this thing is nowhere near as bad in terms of the strength, the virulence, if you will, of the bug itself. So people are getting sick. Jennifer's had it for, what, 2 weeks now, and your folks have had it?
It'll be 3 weeks tomorrow. Three weeks this week, yeah.
And you still have, like, stuff coming and going, right?
Well, that's I was feeling good for about 5 days, probably, and I just, the other, you know, literally before doing this program, got a fever, like a 99.3 degree fever. Now, most people don't think that's a big deal. I run cold, so I can feel it. And it's scary because you go, I think I thought I had turned a corner, and now here I am with a fever again. So back to the antibiotics. I'm just kind of treating myself as best I can right now. All right. So that's COVID. Stats and projections looking good. The mortality rate is actually really getting pretty low in the country. That's all
thankfully,
good news.
Yeah.
That's led to a big debate, Victoria. We've had it here. People are having this conversation across the country about school openings. That's number three on the talkers list, the school opening challenges. And I know in my state of California, for the most part, schools are either opening up this week or next week. And they're all opening up to distance learning in New York. They're allowing kids to go back to school with masks and some hybrid schedules. I know that's part of the equation. But there are a lot of people who are saying that it's more dangerous to keep kids home. I was just reading an article from the
CDC. Mental health. I think Dr. Fauci said that, too. Yeah.
In the past month, let this one sink in. This is huge. The CDC, over the last month, said that 1 in 4 Americans have considered suicide. 25% of the country in the last month has considered suicide. That is, I mean, that's astounding to me. I mean, because you hear the stories about mental health, but when you hear, like, every four people you know, one of them has thought about suicide, that's devastating.
It is. That absolutely is. Wow. I didn't know it was that. I know a lot of people, like, a lot of people are doing therapy, online therapy, which is wonderful. Talkspace is blowing up right now, that online therapy resource. And a lot of online counseling is happening. And, you know, it's people are alone. They're feeling isolated. Since the beginning of this, Lewis and I have been lucky that we've been quarantined together. But, you know, we have single friends who live alone and don't have a roommate. And it's hard. It's really mentally hard. And my poor parents feel isolated. They're desperate to go anywhere, but they know they can't. So it's tough.
It's really tough. And this is particularly 1 in 4 young adults, actually, I should clarify, between the ages of 18 and 24. So this pandemic, I know we focus mostly on, you know, all the stuff that is being thrown at us on the news media, the worst case scenarios, fear mongering. At some point, we need to stop. I keep saying that there's a book for pregnant women called What to Expect When You're Expecting. And that's the one failure that I can really tell you above the testing, above anything else on the local and the federal level, is that when you are diagnosed with this, what to do, what to expect, and I know it's different for everybody, but some guidelines I think would be really helpful for people's mental health, certainly.
Yeah, because then you just end up, it's all anecdotal, and then if someone, like, if I know someone now who gets it, I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to ask Jen how she dealt with it, and that's how people are doing it. There's no guidance, and you know, doctors don't know what to say. They're afraid of malpractice. So the whole thing is it's been horribly mishandled. And unfortunately, we've lost way more people than I think that we needed to. And it's
not
tough.
Only here, but elsewhere around the world as well, where some countries didn't even care. We go back to China, and they don't give a damn what happens to them.
We're actually on number two, Dougie. You're back. We talked about school closures. Wanted to bring you up to speed and how that. Oh, he's gone again. All right, mail-in voting. Number two on the list. This is the Talkers' top 10 news stories of the week. Victoria, mail-in voting has been a debate. We actually had it. We've had it on our program, the DJV show. And mail-in voting, I think, and then get your opinion on it from the other side of the aisle. For me, it's not a political thing necessarily, but certainly it's about the state's infrastructure. And there was a lesson out of New York with the congressional race where it actually took just for one congressional race about 6 weeks to 2 months to actually declare a winner. And so the point being made by the president and others is not that you not want people to vote. We want people to vote. I want people to vote, but I want them to do it in a way that the state can actually count, that the registrar can actually count. So I don't understand why in California, I got this card in the mail that said voter name, address where you live. It puts in all your personal information. And then it says, is this still your address? If yes, no action is needed. If this is not your address, please check one box, sign it, and return this card. Well, here's the thing. If this is not my address, Brainiacs, I'm never going to get this card.
Right.
So not only do you have opportunities for voter fraud, but you also, with the universal mail-in ballot, you also have a lot of confusion. And my fear is that we're already so divided. If we don't have a winner in at least the few days after the election, this country is going to sink into a really bad place.
Yep.
And the election will be determined in court, and it will be a disaster.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think that mail-in voting needs to be an option because both of my parents, and I take it to
Absolutely.
The personal level, both my parents don't feel comfortable. I'm going to go in person. My husband's going to go in person. We'll socially distance, wear a mask. You know, we'll do everything that we need to do. But for my parents, they just don't feel comfortable doing it. And my parents are voters. They have they don't miss, like,
they have
in their housing association, they don't miss a vote. Like,
but
my
they
parents
can do
are
absentee,
voters.
Right?
Yes. They're going to, but then... You know, but with the post office, the postal service is a mess right now, and this new guy who is, you know, Trump appointed, he doesn't seem to have a plan.
The post office should be privatized. It's so overdone having it as part of the government.
The problem,
you don't have
the
same problem with FedEx and UPS and all of that. They do
right,
better.
But the problem, though, with FedEx and UPS, and the reason that people make the argument against privatizing the postal service, FedEx and UPS get to, even though it feels like they deliver everywhere, they don't, and they choose where they want to. If the postal service gets privatized, they can say, we don't need to deliver to the farmers in rural America. We don't need to deliver, you know, Aunt Tilly's medicine that she needs every month because she can't leave the house or whatever. There are a lot of other, it sounds good to just say, oh, privatize it, it'll run better.
Well, because
not
they have the infrastructure. They have the infrastructure in place. I think a lot of it has to do with the pensions. I mean, the way that they have to fund the post office is they actually have to pay into an account for pensions like 15 years in advance, and that's why the post office is always going broke because they're constantly have to pay. They have to pay ahead into their pension accounts, and that.
So why
also,
not just eliminate the pensions?
That because people would go nuts, and then you'd probably have nobody working for the.
But
like,
service. I don't have a pension. Do you have a pension?
I don't.
So have a we work our
government workers get pensions.
Right. So I don't care at all about pensions. You know,
and,
I mean, we have friends who work in industries where they do get a pension, but that's the only reason that they're at their job, and they hate their jobs.
Yeah.
So it's ridiculous.
And just to put a point on this, and then we'll try to reconnect with Doug, with the mail-in voting at number two on this list, absentee ballots actually work because they can account for which ballots are being sent out. With mail-in, the infrastructure isn't there because polling places won't be equipped to know who's going to actually show up in person or who's going to take advantage of those universal mail-in ballots. So maybe it's better to just promote an absentee program instead of mail-in ballots, but hey, who's listening to us here? All right, we'll take a quick break on the Talkers Countdown, and we'll come back with the number one story of the week. It's the big one. You could probably predict it. It's 46 minutes past the hour.
On the story list from the charts, the week of August 10th to the 14th, in the focus here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show and the Talk Radio Review, number 10 is the QAnon conspiracy theory and the connection to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Number 9, that agreement in the Middle East between Israel and the UAE, United Arab Emirates. Our relationship with China is number 8. The status of the economy and the stimulus package, number 7. Race relations and all the unrest around the country, number 6. Health care, the vaccine, and COVID, sort of tied at 5, 4. Well, COVID and school openings, number 3. The discussion and debate about whether to mail in your ballots. Man, I wouldn't be doing that in a million years, but some people think it's a very exciting prospect. Lots of the stuff that could get in the way of that being right. And Kamala Harris being selected for the vice presidential nomination on the Democratic ticket, number 1 this week from Talkers Magazine.
Hey, Michelle Dudas here. I hate to break it to your parents, but summer's almost over. Whether school's in person or virtual for your kids, it's still a good time to reset your family's eating habits. As a registered dietitian, eating quality ingredients is important to me. As a Cordon Bleu certified chef, I know the foods must be delicious. The most important tip I have is to use simple and fresh ingredients. One of my favorites is California figs. From now until November, it's California fresh fig season. So when you see them, buy them. And you can get your fig fix year-round with California dried figs. It's easy to cook with figs and add nutrition like fiber, potassium, and calcium to dishes you're already making. My kids love my three-ingredient fig jam. It's a great after-school snack or breakfast spread. My favorite lunch is a rotisserie chicken salad with figs, sweet and savory at the same time. For more healthy recipe ideas and to order the California Fig Cookbook, go to californiafigs.com.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
On the people list from Talkers, these are the names that made it, some connected to some of the stories, some of them are not. Sumner Redstone, who was the chief at Viacom and CBS and so many other media companies over his 90, I think he was 98 when he passed away this past week at number 10. Dr. Fauci is 9 for fairly obvious reasons. He stays in the top 10. Marjorie Taylor Greene and the aforementioned QAnon conspiracy theory, they're connected at 8. The premier of China, Xi Jinping. Vladimir Putin, is, by the way, Xi, Xing, whatever, is 7. Bad Vlad is 6. Nancy Pelosi is 5. Mike Pence is 4. Joe Biden is 3. Donald Trump is in the second position. Pretty amazing, because he's usually on the top of the heap. But that honor goes to Kamala Harris this week, whether she stays there or not, I guess remains to be seen whether she comes out of the box fighting. But anyway, number 1 is Ms. Harris on the people list from Talkers Magazine. For the Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen. All right, so we have the DJV show components, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, reviewing the hot hits in talk radio for our talk radio review. Kamala Harris is number 1. I noticed there's been a lot of focus on her husband. What do we know, Jennifer, about her husband?
On her husband.
Lawyer. Yeah. I'm just looking. Meet Kamala Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff.
The kids are not hers, right, Jen?
Yeah.
They're stepchildren?
I don't think she has any natural kids, but I know she's got some stepkids, 2 of them, I think, from her marriage. She got married to him in 2014.
They say our kids, so I don't know how young they
were.
What
about there is some focus on the president and his daughter giving donations to Kamala Harris's general campaign for California Attorney
General. Trump used to give donations to everybody. That's why he gets all
Chuck Schumer.
Because as a businessman, he was a Democrat back in the day. He was.
So is this much ado about nothing? It's just another...
It just resurfaced because she's now the VP nod, and he's saying negative things about her. So, it came back.
That's easy.
Just like the Democrats who took his money and then decided they didn't like him anymore.
Yeah.
It all goes in a nasty circle.
All right, those are the top 10 items this week for your consideration. 10 minutes for the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that, too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, get 40% back in rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $175 on toner.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/15. Exclusions apply. Curbside available in most stores. Visit store or staples.com/40inrewards for details.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour. It's our moment in the week to review the top technology items. According to Victoria Keevan's research, at number 5, talking about all of the things in space, Virgin Orbit in the focus this week, Victoria.
Yeah, so, you know, Richard Branson he's been a big proponent of space travel. And so he's continued to move forward with his Virgin Orbit plan. That's his company. And so they are launching they're going to launch 11 small satellites. They're working with NASA, and NASA has this CubeSat initiative. They call it CSLI, which sounds like something that belongs on CBS. And so the mission is planned to occur before the end of the year, and all 11 small satellites are from individual universities. So tons of universities like University of Michigan and Colorado and Florida, Vanderbilt, California Polytech, Brigham Young, New Mexico State. All of the satellites will go up together on Cosmic Girl, which is the name of Virgin Orbit's carrier aircraft. And they will depart from Mojave Air and Spaceport in California, and they're going to be doing all kinds of experiments and tests and things like that. But it's really great that NASA has paired up with not only with Virgin, which gives them some credibility like we've seen recently with SpaceX, but it's also great that universities are now able to further those programs.
Number 4, facing up at Facebook.
Facebook has expanded its ban on racist writings and imagery, and they have new specific rules prohibiting depictions of blackface and statements or images suggesting anything negative against Jewish people, especially that they control the world or major institutions. So Facebook already has a broad ban on hate speech, but they really felt that they needed to get into much more detailed prohibited language and images. So they have reported so far. They've reported 7 million pieces of harmful coronavirus misinformation has been taken down off of Facebook and Instagram between April and June. And then they say that they have also put warning labels on 98 million pieces of misinformation about coronavirus.
Ooh.
Nuts.
Wow.
Facebook is such a cesspool of misinformation and ignorant people passing stuff around that's not true. You really need to, like, research and read before you repost stuff. Even if you think you know the person or you went to high school with them 50 years ago, it doesn't mean you know them now. You don't know their sources and you don't know what their, politics are. People are way too trusting on Facebook. There have been studies that the older you are, the more trusting you are on Facebook, and it's kind of a mess.
All right. Number 3, a new deal, sort of a combo between Walmart and Instacart.
Right. Walmart's partnering with Instacart to get groceries delivered. This is their latest bid to basically their competition is Amazon and Whole Foods. And so a lot of other people in the meantime, Instacart has provided grocery delivery services for Albertsons, Aldi, Costco, Kroger, Foodtown, and Target. They also have regional stores like Wegmans and pharmacies like CVS. So Walmart needs to get on top of this. And so they're hoping that with the introduction of this partnership with Instacart, that they'll be able to deliver groceries within 2 hours, and they're hoping that this is going to help them get a leg up.
Twitter. Speaking of getting a leg up, is this good for people who use Twitter, this news this week?
I think this is great news for people who use Twitter. Twitter introduced a new feature that allows you to limit who can reply to your tweets. So users now have three options. In the past, it was just everyone could reply to your tweet. Now you actually can pick and choose. You can have the option of everyone can still reply, only people that you follow, or only people that you mention in your tweet. So you can really limit the amount of, like, trolls, and there's so much anger and angry language, and people are just really ruthless and horrible. Plus, you've got bots, and you've got Russians, you've got the Chinese. I mean, there's so many other people involved in this now on social media. It's been completely... It's been taken over, and it's now with this new beta testing that they've done on this new option, 60% of people who used the feature said that it helped them not need to use block or mute anymore, which is really good news. And so we'll see how it goes. Now, the only people who are not going to get this option are publicly elected officials, including the president. So that doesn't change for them, but for everybody else, all us regulars, it's a good thing.
All right, and number one is a combo of info from the largest tech companies in our country.
Yep. Apple, Facebook, Twitter, and Microsoft have all spoken out this week against Trump's suspension of guest worker visas, specifically the H-1B. And these are many foreign-born tech workers who operate under these visas. And so there are 50 companies in total who filed a lawsuit saying this is going to cripple Silicon Valley and our tech production in this country.
All right, there it is. Our wrap on the top five items this week, the issues from the world of technology. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Kriebel.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Concerns about the post office impeding mail-in voting is catching the attention of lawmakers like Virginia's governor.
Democrat Ralph Northam says the Postal Service issues are part of a clear pattern of attempted voter suppression by the Trump administration. Republican Senator Mitt Romney tells the Sutherland Institute,
"We should make every effort to assure that people who want to vote get the chance to vote."
President Trump continues to discredit mail-in voting, saying it will lead to increased fraud. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meanwhile, Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling back House lawmakers to vote on a measure prohibiting the Postal Service from making any changes internally or externally before November. Lawmakers are likely to discuss a schedule by phone on Monday before meeting next Saturday. The Trump family is mourning the passing of the president's younger brother. We get the latest on this sad story from correspondent Julie Walker, reporting from New York.
Robert Trump died Saturday night after being hospitalized in New York. A cause of death has not been released. In a statement, President Trump said, "It is with a heavy heart I share that my wonderful brother Robert peacefully passed away. He was not just my brother, he was my best friend. He will be greatly missed, but we will meet again. His memory will live on in my heart forever. Robert, I love you. Rest in peace. On Friday, the president visited him in the hospital. The younger Trump was a businessman who worked for the Trump Organization. In the president's book, Art of the Deal, he wrote, Robert gets along with almost everyone, which is great for me since I sometimes have to be the bad guy. I'm Julie Walker.
Already some good news coming out of the Middle East. The telephone service between the United Arab Emirates and Israel has begun as the two countries open up diplomatic ties. That announcement coming late last week. More news, more analysis at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
Relief factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Greece is ordering the early closing of restaurants as the country continues to grapple with the coronavirus, and some are wondering if it's worth it at all.
Restaurants are open in the day. The virus can be not good. So I mean, we can have problems in the night. We can have problems in the day.
Down under, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern chose to delay New Zealand's national elections by 4 weeks as that country deals with a new coronavirus outbreak in its largest city, Auckland. The election had been scheduled for September 19th, now will be held on October 17th. Under New Zealand law, Ardern had the option of delaying the election for up to about 2 months, but she said she wouldn't consider delaying the election again no matter what was happening with any virus outbreaks. More news and analysis at townhall.com. The president has friends in protective places.
After President Trump spoke to members of the New York City Police Benevolent Association, an organization that represents 24,000 officers, at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, Mr. Trump was formally endorsed by the group. The group's president, Pat Lynch, said it was the first time he could recall the group ever endorsing a president. Local Democrats were reportedly furious after the endorsement. Patrick Foss reporting.
Police in Portland, Oregon, once again declaring a riot as protesters demonstrated outside a law enforcement building early Sunday. That's continuing a nightly ritual in the Rose City. Officers had to use crowd control munitions, including smoke, to disperse the gathering outside the Penumbra Kelly building. They say protesters threw softball-sized rocks, glass bottles, and other objects at cops. Police also reported vandalism in the building. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstro.
I'm Lee Hall.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
Our August series is called Diagnosis Writer. Each episode, we're taking a close look at identifying common but difficult problems and pinning down their solutions. September spotlights designing interesting characters with interesting skill sets.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
folks. Welcome to the show where we first travel to North Africa and check in on the proprietor of the Cafe Tambourine in Cairo. And then later we'll have the latest installment of the soap opera, Pepper Young's Family. Rocky Jordan was a half-hour adventure program that aired on CBS Radio from the fall of 1948 through the summer of 1950, heard only on West Coast stations. Then it was back for the summer of 1951 on the Nationwide Network. In that brief version, though, the title character was voiced by big-screen tough guy George Raft. While in the main series and an earlier serialized version from the mid-1940s, Jack Moyles played Jordan. The San Francisco native was primarily a radio performer who began his career as an announcer in his hometown. Then he relocated to Southern California and was first heard as Rocky Jordan beginning in January of 1945. That serialized program was produced out of radio station KNX, Los Angeles. Later, Moyles would show up on various Western shows, including Gunsmoke, Frontier Gentlemen, and Fort Laramie, on which he played commanding officer Major Daggett. In this series right here, Moyles is joined by Jay Novello as police captain Sam Sabaya. The announcer is Bob Stevenson. And this is the City of Backsheesh from August 13th, 1950.
Now, we bring you a world of adventure with Rocky Jordan.
Hey, Rocky, we're going dry back here.
I had a peach for both of you.
You said it. Fill them up and then fill them up again.
Come on, join us for one, huh, Rocky?
Sorry, Eddie. Make it some other time.
Spoil sport, huh?
No. He's all right, Pearl. They don't come any better. Well, here's looking at you, Rocky.
Now.
Hey, what the?
Ooh. Hey, watch it, will you?
Eddie, what's the matter with you?
On a narrow street, not far off Cairo's native quarter, stands the Cafe Tambourine, run by Rocky Jordan. The Cafe Tambourine, crowded with forgotten men, alive with the babble of many languages. For this is Cairo, where modern adventure and intrigue unfold against a backdrop of antiquity. Tonight's Rocky Jordan story, City of Backsheesh.
The threat of a blistering calm scene off the desert had passed that afternoon, so the Cairenes were out and around. The business of the tambourine was good. Some British sailors, a sprinkling of summer tourists, a couple of guilty-faced natives hiding their drinks. At the back end of the bar sat an American fellow, a wrinkled white suit and last year's Panama shoved back in his head. A newspaper man of sorts named Eddie Harper. With him was a hapless blonde who needed a fresh bottle of peroxide. I just served him a second round when things began to happen. Eddie struggled to his feet, then fell backwards across a table into the floor. He didn't move as I got around to him.
Well, don't everybody just stand there. Do something.
I'll take care of him, lady. He's out cold.
But he wasn't tight. He only had a couple.
Chris, get a doctor here right away.
Pardon, monsieur. I am Dr. Bear. If I might be of help.
I'll say you can.
Yeah, he just keeled over here, doctor.
Really? As I saw. The Irish. The man was drinking from this glass.
Sure he was. What about it?
Perhaps there's somewhere we can take him, monsieur.
Yeah, sure. There's a cot in my office. Help us with him, Chris.
As I thought, monsieur.
You know what hit him, doctor?
Nothing that is so unusual. He would be all right once he gets over the effects of what you call them, knockout drops?
Knockout drops? In his drink?
Oui. Not a strong dosage, fortunately. Give him some strong coffee as soon as he is able to take it.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that.
No, here's my card if you need me. I do not think it likely, though. Good day, monsieur.
Goodbye, Doc. And thanks. Well, those things happen around Cairo. All you can do is try and make sure they don't happen again. The blonde had hung around, so after the doctor left, I let her come in the office. She gave the name Pearl Florin, just a friend of Eddie's. After a half hour or so, he was able to sit up.
Oh, brother, my head.
Here, drink this coffee. It'll help.
Thanks. I'll say it helps. Ooh, say, did I have that many drinks?
It wasn't a drink, Eddie. It's what was in it.
Huh? Knockout drops, the doctor says.
Oh, so that's what it feels like.
I wouldn't know.
Look, somebody had to put this stuff in your drink, you know. Who else was around except Pearlie?
Now, look, mister, what are you driving at? I was around, and so were you. You served him the drink.
Oh, take it easy, baby, take it easy. I told you Jordan's an all right guy. No idea who'd have it in for you, huh, Eddie? Fellas bound to pick up a few enemies in my business. Newspaper reporting? Yeah, sure. Freelance stuff around the world. I get a good story, I file it with some American newspaper. Oh, you'd be surprised what an energetic reporter can dig up.
Yeah, I'd wondered what your racket was.
Oh, it's perfectly legit, Jordan. So I get some dirt on an unsuspecting tourist. He gets a break. If he doesn't want it to get in print back home, well, it's worth something to him.
And for that, all somebody slipped you was knockout drop.
It's all in the business, Jordan. Why, I'll bet there isn't a person alive who hasn't done just one thing he's ashamed of. All I gotta find out is what it is.
How you feeling, Eddie?
Pearl, there's an American picture showing at the Pyramid Theater.
Yeah? What about it?
Well, why don't you go see it, honey?
Well, I like that after I hang around
go
here.
Go on, beat it.
Okay. But just wait until you...
Keeps him interested.
Look, Eddie, if you're feeling all right now...
Just a second, Jordan. There's something just occurred to me. Your cafe tambourine, why, it's a natural...
Well, what?
Well, it's off the beaten path, you know. The visiting firemen have a way of letting down their hair in a joint like this.
No dice, Eddie.
You just spot the tourist and the story. I write it up and handle the business end. That's all there is to it.
I don't go for blackmail, yours or any other kind.
Oh, you're not taking any chances, Jordan, none at all.
I said drop it. I'm not interested.
I'll give you an example of how it works. Say I send a feature story to a New York paper about an American adventurer in Cairo. Hazy background, runs a cafe. Gets mixed up in all sorts of scrapes, murders.
What's this leading to?
The latest, somebody gets knockout drops in his drink. Witnesses? Oh, plenty of them. The papers are heated up.
Well, get this straight, Eddie. You couldn't hurt me or my cafe.
Sounds like an interesting challenge.
Is that a threat?
Oh, now, don't get me wrong, Jordan. Like I said, that's just an example. I'm offering you a deal, pal.
There's an American picture at the Pyramid. Go see it.
Okay, Jordan. I'll let you know if it has a happy ending.
Eddie Harper sauntered out. As he did, I noticed a heavy-jawed man lift his 300 pounds from a chair, leaving a big meal unfinished, and follow out after him. And I did a lot of wondering, most of all, about how soon Eddie'd show up again. But when several days went by without any more from him, I decided he'd forgotten about me. It was a week later, at the top of the noon rush hour, when somebody else walked in. Sergeant Greco of Cairo Police, his badge all shined for the occasion. Three of his men had planted themselves along the walls before I knew what was going on, and Greco took the spotlight.
The tambourine will be cleared at once.
What?
You will all please to step quietly out the door and into the street.
Wait, what?
Go peaceably. Do not wait to finish the food or the neck out of the impudence. Clear the place, everyone.
All right, stay right where you are.
I'm an American citizen.
Cut the act now, Greco.
So, Mr. Jordan, you choose to defy the authority of the Cairo police.
Just explain it quick. What's it about?
You have only to read the words, but do it quick.
Say, I'm an American.
Who sent you with this?
My immediate superior, of course. The Captain Sabai.
When it's something like this, Sam could have come himself.
The Captain is busy with more important matters.
The council down here.
The warrant is clear. The Cafe Tambourine is closed. Your license to operate such an establishment has been revoked indefinitely.
Just tell me why. What's it all about?
That is not my concern. Amor, Ali, keep the people moving.
Well, you sure like to overdo things, don't you, Greco? All right, we'll see what Sam has to say.
If he cares to see you at all, Mr. Jordan.
He will, Greco. You bet he will.
Come in, Jordan. I will give you a moment.
It'll take more time than that, Sam. You sent Greco with that warrant?
I did.
It's not like you. You could have talked to me.
Jordan, there are times when my hands are tied.
I know that. You've given me a chance before, Sam. You've explained things.
Jordan.
Go on.
When you first came to Cairo, a man of the West among those of the East, I gave you serious counsel.
Sure you did. It was good advice.
Because of our growing respect for each other, I have given you the benefit of the doubt many times. I never regretted doing so, in spite of the embarrassment with my superiors. But now...
Embarrassment?
Look, what's this leading to?
Jordan, above all else, I advise you to not only guard your actions, but your words. You owe me that one thing.
Sam, will you get to the point?
You wish to know why your tambourine has been closed. I suggest, then, that you talk to Amin Bey, the commissioner of licenses for this sector.
But you can tell us who.
That is all, Jordan.
All right, Sam. You've been charming.
And Jordan.
Yeah?
Whatever happens, remember that I am an officer of the law. I, for one, cannot forget that.
I got out trying to make sense out of what Sam had said. He'd said the answer was with Amon Bey, commissioner of licenses. I took all the shortcuts driving to the government center. When I found the license commissioner's division, I asked for Amon Bey and was told to wait. It was usual treatment. I cooled my heels for an hour and a half. I was finally ushered into his office, one of the smaller ones with a small desk and a small man behind it. Black mustache, too much gold braid on his fez, and a jewel stick pin that hurt my eyes when it caught the light. Amon Bey looked me over.
I rather expected you, Mr. Jordan.
Captain Sabaya says you got some things to explain to me about closing up my tambourine.
So the captain chooses not to discuss it with you?
But you will, Amon Bey. Let's have it.
Very well.
Oh, that's your Jordan folder?
And a most interesting one. Among other things is this newspaper clipping. I will permit you to read it.
I took the clipping, a two-column spread like you'll find in the more sensational papers back home. When I saw the byline, Eddie Harper, I knew what followed. It made good reading and was all about me, Rocky Jordan, the lone wolf of Cairo. It listed a number of incidents around the tambourine, including murder, the dates, but omitting the true facts. It mentioned knockout drops in a customer's drink, with no investigation by the police. It hinted at my relationship with Captain Sam Sabaya, and ended with quotes by me. I'm the one American who can get away with anything in Cairo, and the authorities can't touch me.
Well, Mr. Jordan?
Where'd you get this?
It arrived by airmail from New York this morning. You should be more careful of your interview.
I didn't give an interview, Amon Bey.
Or perhaps you did not realize that this would find its way back to Cairo. We are most interested in such things as this.
I tell you, none of it's true. The whole story's a pack of lies.
Indeed. Including this statement of yours, that the authorities of Cairo cannot touch you?
I didn't say that. I had no reason to.
And you also deny the incident of the tampered drinks, although I have a complete statement by the doctor who was at the scene.
Look, get Eddie Harper here, the guy who wrote that. I'll make him put it straight.
We prefer to handle this in our own way. The affair of the tampered drinks is reason enough for withdrawing your license.
That's all it takes, huh? No hearing, no chance for me to defend myself.
You are not on trial. Now, Mr. Jordan, this relationship between you and the Captain Sabaya...
What about it?
How much have you been paying him?
Not a cent, Amon Bey. Now, get this, not a cent.
Naturally. I might remind you, there's only one way for one to stay in business in my sector. Do you quite understand?
No, not all of it. How long do I stay closed?
That is something for you to decide, is it not?
Sure. Anything to make it easy. Look, I've been living at my cafe.
That is beyond my control, but admit one customer to your tambourine and you will be subject to arrest. I believe that is all for now, Mr. Jordan.
Amon Bey laid my folder aside and I got out. It was easy to understand Sam Sabaya's feelings now. And if I was to clear him and myself, I had to find Eddie Harper. Whether this was his idea of a joke or a real shakedown, I didn't care. I was going to pound the truth out of him. A reporter at the Gazette gave me his address, the Memlook House. The room clerk there said Eddie was out for the evening, so I tried a few of the haunts around that section with no luck and finally drove back to the dark tambourine. I parked across the narrow street behind a little British MG car at the curb, went across to my door. I just had the key in the lock when a figure moved out a couple of doorways down.
Hey, Jordan.
Who is it?
You know me. Eddie Harper. I want to see you.
Eddie, I'll bet you do. Come on, then. I stood watching Eddie, puzzled as he moved slowly along the wall toward me. He got only half... The shots had come from the MG across the way. I made a dive for a shadow. The little car hopped away from the curb, skidded around the corner, and was gone. Then I was up looking for Eddie Harper. I found him slumped on the sidewalk. The first shot had been enough. He was dead.
We're right in the middle of a Rocky Jordan episode. We'll be right back with more after this break.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
From Netflix to Amazon Prime Video and even your local TV provider, we're streaming content more than ever before. And one of the newest players in this category is Apple TV Plus, featuring box office hits as well as original TV shows and movies. We asked tech analyst Tim Beharin with Creative Strategies about the future of Apple TV Plus.
Apple's in this for the long term. They're willing to put significant money. In fact, we believe that they'll put $13 billion into just programming for the Apple TV Plus this year. And they're going to pick up, I think, significant speed over time. And also, if you buy a new Mac or iPad or something, you get it for free for a year. And once you start getting hooked into some of their programs, you know, you're going to actually, I think, turn over that to a subscription when that year's out.
More from Tim is at techpinions.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Do you wake up during the night and have trouble falling back asleep? Restore your natural sleep function with drug-free REMFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. Number one sleep doctor recommended REMFresh. Get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hunt Military Communities HMC, the largest U.S. military housing owner, has announced that they have generated over 116,000 megawatt hours of solar energy in support of the sustainability goals of the U.S. military. Hunt believes that by working hand in hand with their residents, they can help the environment by being more conscious of energy use. These military families are key to reducing the environmental footprint. Julie Strickland is a vice president at Hunt Military Communities.
At Hunt Military Communities, we're incredibly proud of our sustainability achievements. The families living in our communities are instrumental to our success. We've had many families actively partner with us to reduce energy consumption, and subsequently, we've been able to reduce our environmental footprint. Any dollars saved through energy efficiency efforts directly contribute to community improvements and the enhancement of the overall resident experience. We're eager to build on our successes by further expanding our energy efficiency initiatives in the future.
This is just one of the many ways Hunt is committed to providing the highest quality of living experience for their military families. For more information, visit huntmilitarycommunities.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Listen now for Stotts Cotsworth as Morning Express newspaper photographer Flash Gun Casey. Also in the cast of this one, Jan Miner as Anne and John Gibson as Ethelbert. It's from July 31st, 1947.
Anchor Hawking Glass Corporation brings you Crime Photographer. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tony Marvin. Every week at this time, the Anchor Hawking Glass Corporation of Lancaster, Ohio, and its more than 10,000 employees bring you another adventure of Casey, crime photographer, ace cameraman who covers the crime news of a great city. Written by Alonzo Dean Cole, our adventure for tonight, Death in Lover's Lane. A moonlight night, a lonely road, a parked car in which, close together, sit a man and woman. Ah, romance. And then, from the dense woods that line the road, the sharp snapping of a twig.
Bill.
Yeah, something's moving behind those trees.
A man.
I see.
He's coming this way.
What's your car doing here? Is that any of your business, mister?
I think so. I'm a police detective.
Bill.
Quiet now.
What do you want, officer?
Stay where you are.
He's pointing a gun at us.
What's the big idea, fella? You're a cop. Let's see your badge.
This gets my badge. Both of you, stick up your hands.
My hands are coming up, mister. With this.
She got him in the arm, Bill. Knocked the gun out of his hand. He's running.
All right, you phony. Now stop or I'll kill you. I'm a real cop, and this is your last warning. Okay.
He made the woods. He's getting away.
I'm going after him. Now blow your whistle, Nora, and signal the boys to close in. This guy is a Lover's Lane killer.
The man got away from you in those woods, officer?
Yeah, that's right, Miss Williams. But Nora Ryan, the policewoman who was working this trap with me, had a prowl car here in a few minutes, and they radioed the precinct station to have the woods surrounded. The guy can't possibly get away.
I wish I were sure of that, Dino. Our guys have been searching those woods for an hour now and haven't found him. You should have shot him down when he started to run.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't do a better job, Captain. Logan, why do you pick on Bill Dano?
Why, Casey?
Yeah. He and that policewoman have been laying traps for this Lover's Lane murderer ever since he began killing people 3 or 4 months ago. Well, a guy walked right into one tonight, and Dano and Nora Ryan sprung it on him hard. They did the best they could. Killer's bottled up in these woods, wounded and without a gun. You're sure to find him when daylight comes.
Yeah, if this killer gets away after we hit him in our hands...
Do you think it's really the Lover's Lane murderer who came after Dano and Mrs. Ryan tonight?
Well, we can't be sure, Miss Williams. The only people who've seen the Lover's Lane murderer in action didn't live long enough to describe him. He found their bodies slumped in cars parked on lonely roads like this one. The dead bodies are 6 couples so far, with 32 slugs through their heads. And the guy who walked into one of our police traps tonight, they've intended nothing more than a holdup.
Well, the gun that Dano shot out of his hand was a .32.
Well, there are a lot of .32 revolvers in illegal circulation, Miss Williams.
Ballistics hasn't had time to compare the gun he dropped with the murder slugs.
Of course not.
This guy does prove to be the Lover's Lane murderer. I will have had a bum hunch.
What do you mean?
I've had an idea the killer was a woman.
Hey, I've played around with the notion that a woman was behind these things myself.
Yeah?
A dame whose love life hadn't been so good and who resented other people finding romance under the moonlight in parked cars.
Well, what about the little card with I'm Death printed on it, the one the killer always leaves?
And those cards could have been left by either a man or a woman, Miss Williams. Our handwriting experts say they show no definite sex characteristics.
I know, Logan, but... Well, as I say, my hunch wasn't very strong.
Captain!
It's a gunshot.
Yeah.
They must have found him.
Now, it came from in there. Yeah, I'm going in.
Yeah, so am I. You stay here, Annie.
Oh, no, I will not.
Kid, look, with a shooting going on, no woman should...
I don't call one-shot shooting. I'm going with you.
What's happened?
Captain Logan, come here.
I'm coming, Dano, but...
There's our man, Captain. The same guy who pulled the gun on Mrs. Ryan and me.
Good job, Dano. You got him this time.
Yes, and for keeps. Huh? Oh, I didn't shoot him, Captain.
You didn't?
No. I heard a shot and came here in the woods in this direction and found the guy lying here.
Well, who did shoot him if you didn't? Our other cops are too far away. They're just getting here now.
Well, I don't know. Hey, Logan, there's a clean hole in this dead guy's head, and it wasn't made by a police .38.
Yeah, it looks more like a .32.
Captain, beside the body.
Yeah, I see. Casey.
A printed card.
I'm Death.
The sign of the Lover's Lane murderer.
Then he just killed this guy.
And this guy wasn't the Lover's Lane murderer. Oh, Logan, why be sore at your cops? When they heard that shot, they naturally did the same thing as you and Ann and I did. They investigated.
And while all of them were making for this point where the shot came from, the killer who left that I'm Death card was making his getaway.
Oh, I don't think he's gotten away, Captain. He's still trapped in the woods. You'll get him.
Or her. I've still got that little hunch about a woman being a killer. Now that the guy who tried to stick up Dano and Mrs. Ryan has been put in the clear by getting shot through the head, well, maybe I'm right.
Huh? Is that I'm Death card like all the others you found, Captain?
Yeah, Miss Williams, they're all the same.
And I think ballistics will say that the .32 slug found in this guy's head came from the same gun that killed those 6 couples.
I'm betting the same way, Casey. And I have the same cockeyed theory you have about the reason for this latest killing. Now, Lover's Lane murderer, whether man or woman, must be a psychopathic case. And such people immerse terrific egos as well as terrific grudges.
And he'd have gotten a kick out of shooting this man practically under the noses of you cops.
Yeah, that's it, Miss Williams. And the shooting served a practical purpose, too. It drew most of the searchers to one point and enlarged the guy's chances for a getaway.
Captain Logan.
Yes, Sergeant?
We've just found out the killer may have gotten out of these woods.
What?
There's an old dry culvert passes under the road on the northeast, and it's grown all over with bushes, but... Looks as if our killer knew about it and used it.
That's just swell.
I've learned something else, Captain. Maybe good news.
That I'd like to hear.
There's a half-crazy old guy lives in a cave in the hills just north of here. One of them hermits. Hates people, and he knows every inch of these woods. They say he especially hates young people, Captain.
Yeah?
Well, that sounds like a pretty good description of the Lover's Lane murderer, Captain.
They say he lives in a cave, Sergeant.
Yeah, the only name folks know the old guy by is Old Eve.
We'll pay Old Eve a visit right away.
Captain Logan! Captain Logan!
Who's calling?
It's me, Phil Dano.
Oh. Hey, who's that with you?
A gentleman I met out near the Northeast Road. He's given me some very interesting information I think you ought to know about.
I'm Clarence Butterworth, Captain. Professor Clarence Butterworth. I have a little summer place near here where I relax while the college is closed. I teach psychology at Sylvester Normal.
Glad to know you, Professor.
Captain, if I may... Like many other people of the neighborhood, I was naturally attracted by the large number of police cars and officers searching these woods tonight. And when I learned the reason for their activities, I introduced myself to this detective.
Tell the captain what you told me, Professor.
Yes, of course, Officer Dano. Captain, as one familiar with this section, I think I can suggest a suspect for your investigation.
I've just been hearing about the hermit Old Eve.
Yes. Old Eve, a pronounced misanthrope.
A what?
A hater of mankind. He would naturally fall under suspicion, but I don't think a creature of his limited mentality capable of successfully committing such a series of crimes. You see, Captain, I'm... if I may be permitted, I'm a student of crime.
Oh, you are? Huh?
Yes. As a professor of psychology, the subject of crime falls naturally into my orbit.
Okay, who's your suspect?
A woman.
A woman?
Yes, Mr...
Casey's the name. Tell us about this woman.
Of course, Mr. Casey. She's a person of considerable wealth, and in my opinion, of strong psychopathic tendencies occasioned by an unhappy marriage. Her husband was, if this young lady will pardon me... something of a philanderer.
Oh, hubby played around with other dames.
Yes. According to neighborhood gossip, she surprised him in a parked car one evening with a young female person and attacked the two of them with a butcher knife. Fortunately, her husband was able to disarm her before he could do any great damage. He afterwards had her committed to a sanitarium for mental treatment. An institution from which she was released only 6 months ago, following his death.
6 months ago, Logan.
Yeah, this thing checks in a lot of ways, Casey. Now, who is this woman, Professor, and where does she live?
Her name is Mrs. Norma Julian, and she occupies a small estate about a half a mile northeast of these woods.
That culvert's on the northeast, Captain.
Sergeant, we're not overlooking any bets, so you take a detail and get that hermit, Old Eve, for questioning. Professor, I'll have you take me and Officer Dano to Mrs. Norma Julian.
Also Miss Williams and me, Logan.
Mm-hmm, definitely us, Captain.
Okay. Come on, Professor. Let's go.
Very well. This will be a most interesting indeed to an amateur criminologist like myself. Dear me, now I have an opportunity to see how real professionals work.
I'm Norma Julian. What do you policemen want?
I've just been talking to your servants, Mrs. Julian. They say that you've been away from home most of the evening, that you returned only a few minutes before we arrived.
I'm frequently away from home. What about it?
Well, I'd like to know where you've been.
It's none of your business. But I've been out walking.
Alone?
Alone. I prefer my own company.
Did you meet anyone during a walk?
I tried to avoid meeting anybody.
Where'd your walk take you tonight?
North of here, in the hills.
You weren't south of here, in the woods?
No, I was not. Why?
There are burrs in your skirt, Mrs. Julian, and those woods are full of burrs.
There are plenty of burrs in the hills. What's the purpose of this questioning? And how dare you policemen bring that young woman into my house?
Oh, me?
Yes, you. You're the sort of woman that stole my husband, the kind that makes people say I'm crazy. You're the kind that...
Stop her, Dino.
She's
going to
hit me with that dame.
She's out of control, Annie.
I've got the handcuffs on her.
Boy, she's crazy, all right.
I'm satisfied she's the one we've been looking for. Take her to headquarters, man, and get the psychiatrist to give her a going over while I search this house for a .32 revolver.
Yes, sir. Come on, Mrs. Julian, you're going to tell it.
Dear me, what a violent woman.
Professor, I'm very grateful to you for your tip.
Well, I'm happy to have been of service, Captain. We amateur criminologists can serve a purpose, can't we?
You served a double one tonight, Professor.
Thank you.
You made a little hunch of mine pay off.
Hunch, Mr. Casey?
Yes, I had a feeling that the Lover's Lane murderer was a woman.
Captain Logan! Captain Logan!
What are you doing here, Sergeant?
I've got the Lover's Lane murder, sir.
What?
Let us, we know who he is. We got him surrounded.
What are you talking about?
Yes, what do you
mean? Old Eve, the hermit. I took a couple of men, went to arrest him like the captain instructed. When we got in front of his cave, he started shooting.
Started shooting?
He's already winged one of our men. I had to call in reinforcements before I came here to get your further instructions, sir. There's a regular battle going on at that cave.
But why is the old fool putting up a fight? He's not the murderer.
But he is, sir. When he started shooting at us, he yelled the words on them cards and kept on yelling them. He says over and over, "I'm deaf, I'm deaf."
Listen, Captain.
I hear it, Dano. Hey, that one came close.
Annie, keep down behind these rocks. That old guy shoots straight.
No, I'm keeping down, Casey.
Guess we shoot so often now, Captain. Maybe he's running short ammunition.
We got to get up there with a tear gas bomb and smoke him out.
Don't look like there's any shelter between here and that cave. You'll kill anybody who tried to climb that exposed hill.
We'll go around the hill. Get at him from the rear.
But the cave has only one entrance. The opening's in front, and he's watching that.
And how?
Heads down, everyone.
Captain, I'm sure the cave has two openings.
You are, Professor?
Reasonably so. During one of my rambles about the neighborhood last summer, I discovered an opening covered by trees that apparently led downward to the rear of Old Eve's cave.
Now, could you find it again?
I believe I can.
Sergeant, you and your men keep that maniac's attention. Start shooting and draw his return fire to exhaust his ammunition. Dano, you come with the professor and me.
Yes, sir. I'm going to be a part of that expedition, Logan.
Mm-hmm, and me.
Oh, no, Miss Williams. If Casey wants to take chances, that's his business, but I'll have no women.
You stay here, Annie, where it's safe.
Safe, Bob.
Well, safer.
Now lead the way, Professor, and keep under shelter. Let's go.
Very well.
See you later, Annie.
I hope so.
Somebody get Charlie. You find some death. I'm dead, Casey.
How's that hunch of yours now, Casey, about a woman being the Lover's Lane murderer?
That hunch, Logan, just ain't around anymore.
You're listening to Casey, Crime Photographer. We'll be back after these messages. Experience love, happiness, and heartache with MusicRewind.com and Sea of Heartbreak. 60 classic country love songs in an extraordinary 3-CD set. Order it at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98 plus get reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code COUNTRYLOVE33. Buy Sea of Heartbreak 60 Classic Country Love Songs now. Just call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code COUNTRYLOVE33.
Please help me, I'm falling.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
The savings are heating up during our Radio Spirits Summer Super Sale. Get your biggest online discounts of the year at RadioSpirits.com and save at least 30% off all classic radio products. Plus, get free shipping. That's right, at least 30% off and free shipping. Go to RadioSpirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SUMMER30 now. Don't let the summer super sale cool off before you get at least 30% off all classic radio products online today. Just go to RadioSpirits.com or call 800-833-4248. And remember, offer code SUMMER30. That's RadioSpirits.com or call 800-833-4248. And don't forget, offer code SUMMER30. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Well, it's a fact that many of us have adjusted our work routines and are now working from home. And a recent survey conducted by the folks at Epson found that while working at home, we love to multitask. Karen Rowden from Epson explains.
First of all, people do multitask on conference calls. About half of our respondents were saying that when they're on conference calls, they're either cooking or eating. We found that almost 20% of respondents were exercising on conference calls.
That's
true. They're taking their dogs for a walk, or through the park, or they're on their treadmill. So that's a really good example of how people tend to multitask when they're home. Actually, I found one of the things that was really interesting, about 20% of people have the TV on when they're working.
And me? Well, I don't have the TV on, but do what works for you. More info is at Epson.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back to Casey Crime Photographer on WIN Radio Was.
Here's the opening, gentlemen. This is the cave, Logan. Say, Logan, how are you going to work this thing? Drop in a tear gas?
No. Well, this hole's wide enough to squeeze through, so I'm going down.
An old guy will put a rifle bullet right through you.
He hasn't returned a shot to our guys for a long time now, Casey. He may be out of shells. Anyway, he's been kept so busy watching his front door.
It's a big chance, pal.
Now, Dano will follow and cover me.
So will I.
You haven't a gun.
So what?
So you're nuts.
Gentlemen, I think you're extremely foolhardy to venture in there.
It's got to be done, Professor. Here goes.
Dear me. This is exciting.
All right, down, Dino. Come on and be quiet. There's a bend in the cave, and that nut can't see us where he is.
I'm with you, sir.
Me too.
I also...
Professor?
I simply couldn't miss this, Captain. And I know you won't let me get hurt.
I'll keep quiet, then, and keep back. Come on, Dino.
All right. Hey, Captain.
Yeah?
Look, there's the old guy now, crouching behind that barricade.
His rifle's on the floor. He's out of ammunition.
Hey, Logan, he's got something else in his hands.
It's not a gun.
It's a bottle.
There he goes. Stick up your hands, Eve. We got you.
No, keep back, or I'll throw this bottle. It's for nitroglycerine.
Oh, nitroglycerine?
Oh, it's all its underage. I'm dead. I am. I'm dead.
Don't throw that. He's throwing it.
It didn't explode.
It was just a bluff.
I got the thing, Logan.
Stick it in your pocket, Casey. Give it to me later.
Yeah, I'll do
it. No, you... Clip this old maniac with my gun butt.
Sure did. He's out cold.
So is the professor.
The professor? What's the matter with him?
Yeah. Little guy fainted when he pitched that bottle. I almost did myself.
Yeah, me both, Dano.
Well, maybe you guys think I took it easy. Oh, boy, he might have had the real McCoy in that bottle. Well, anyway, we finally got the Lover's Lane murderer. I hope.
Here's another bottle of beer, Casey. You look as if you needed it.
Yeah, I do, Ethelbert.
This has been quite a night, Ethelbert.
I should imagine, Miss Williams, from what you've told me. Is that crazy old hermit the real Lover's Lane murderer?
We don't know. He's such a fruitcake, the cops don't get any sense out of him, even now that he's come to.
We didn't go back to headquarters with him because I had to write my story, and Casey had a lot of pictures to get ready for the engravers.
Yeah, I'll have to go to headquarters later and give Logan this bottle of nitroglycerin. Excitement, we both forgot about it.
Is that the bottle of stuff the old guy threatened you with?
Yeah. Looks like greasy dishwater or cold soup, doesn't it?
You're sure it ain't real nitroglycerin, huh?
Oh, if it was, pal, I wouldn't be here. When stuff like nitro gets thrown around, things blow up.
I've heard it don't stand for rough treatment.
That's right.
Logan will want that little bottle of dishwater for evidence, I suppose.
Oh, sure. Cops always want everything.
How about the woman, Mrs. Julian, who was arrested first?
She's another nut. The police are holding her.
She may still turn out to be the killer, Annie.
Oh, Casey, you certainly hang on to a hunch.
I I haven't a hunch about this thing anymore, or even an idea. You know, this has been a tough night.
Well, it's not over yet, Casey. We've another job to do.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
City Desk wants a lot of personal dope on little Professor Butterworth. We're playing him up as the big hero of this evening's frolic, so we're going out in the sticks again and see him.
He snapped out of his faint okay, huh? Sure. He was still kind of white around the gills when we saw him last. Oh, come on, Annie. Let's get over to West and call him a day.
Okay. So long, Ethelbert.
So long. Hey, Casey.
Huh?
Take your bottle of nitroglycerin.
Thanks for reminding me.
I wouldn't like it to explode sitting on my bar.
We'll be back with more Casey Crime Photographer after this short break.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Told me it's only a mile back of these woods.
This is a beautiful road in the moonlight.
Yeah, yeah.
No wonder so many couples have picked it as a lover's lane.
Yeah. Don't see any neckers along here tonight.
Well, after what's happened, they've naturally been frightened away.
I wouldn't scare away that easy.
Wouldn't you?
No. I'd have had a real nice gal in the car with me.
Oh, is that so?
Yep. I'll prove it. Is a good parking place?
Why, Mr. Casey?
Nice moon, huh, kid?
Uh-huh. Well, now what?
Well, Suppose you tell me what you think of Philadelphia's chances against Pittsburgh for cellar position.
Suppose I tell you what I think of you as a romantic character.
Oh, no, you'd flatter me,
Annie. Mister, I'd blister you.
Annie, what do you mean? I only...
Oh.
Hey, wait, shh. Quiet.
What?
Someone in those woods.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Good evening, young people.
The professor.
Yeah, he's got a gun in his hand.
Are you enjoying the moonlight? The beautiful, romantic moonlight?
We were.
Casey, Miss Williams.
Yes, you didn't recognize us as soon as we did you, Professor.
No, I didn't.
That's an interesting gun you're pointing at us. It's a .32, isn't it?
Yes. A .32.
Then,
You're quite right, Miss Williams. I'm dead. Don't move, Mr. Casey.
Well, one up for you, Professor. Tell me, why are you a killer? And the kind of killer you are?
Oh, Mr. Casey, I know you're only trying to gain time, my boy. While you strive desperately to think of a way of escape. But I can spare a little time, and it'll be interesting to observe your desperation.
That's why you kill, to observe?
Exactly, Miss Williams.
Oh.
I'm a student of human emotions, and the only way to know them is to have them. A man cannot understand the mind of a murderer until he himself has killed. And he cannot know the feeling of power until he has killed often. Until he has become as death itself.
You're mad.
Oh, no. Old Eve is mad. Mrs. Julian's mad because they hate. I hate nothing. I love nothing. I merely observe. I weigh. I'm a true scientist. See?
Yes, sir. Something I've just remembered.
And tell me, what is that, my boy?
That guys who don't hate anything or love anything can be very much afraid of things happening to themselves.
I don't understand.
Maybe this will remind you. It's the bottle of nitroglycerin I took from old Eve.
No, put that down.
I'll put it down at your feet if you fire that gun.
No.
Drop that gun.
Yes, I will.
He dropped the gun, Casey, and fainted.
He's out cold again. And I've got his gun.
Well, now, why did he fall for your bluff? He knew that bottle didn't explode before.
How do I know what makes a madman tick, Annie? I didn't think he'd fall for that nitroglycerin gag. It was all I could think of, though.
Hey, Casey, here comes a police car.
Yeah, we'll flag it down. Get this guy under handcuffs.
Hey, stop him, Casey.
Casey, I thought we'd never find you.
Hi, Logan.
Hey, what are you doing here?
For you, too.
The city desk told us you'd gone to the professor's house, and we found nobody there.
Never mind about that, Sergeant. Say, here's the professor.
Never mind about that, Logan. Tell me...
Give me that bottle.
Bottle?
The one you took from old Eve.
Huh? Oh, sure, here it is. Catch.
No! Hey, you take it, Sergeant, and wrap it up carefully.
Yeah, I'll say I will.
Wrap it up carefully?
Yeah. Old Eve swears it's the real stuff, Casey. He told us how he made it.
The good Lord only knows why it didn't blow us all apart when he threw it. Must have just landed easy.
That stuff?
Is real
nitroglycerin?
Yeah. I recognize the soupy look of it now.
Now?
Oh, Casey, I think I'm going to faint.
Annie, move over. I'll join you.
So they got the professor in a nice solid cell, huh, Casey?
Yeah, he's out of circulation, Ethelbert.
Gee. And you got him with that phony bottle of explosive that was nothing but greasy soup.
We haven't told you about that bottle, pal.
The professor, having a good knowledge of chemistry, among other things, had recognized it from the first as real nitroglycerin.
Real What?
Yeah. There was enough in that bottle to blow up a city block.
And you had it sitting in front of me on this bar tonight.
That's just what we did.
Ethelbert!
Wait a minute, pal. Hold on. Hold on.
I'm trying to, Casey.
Casey,
Ethelbert! Hey, don't say that. Ethelbert. Anne, he's... Walter. Walter!
Crime Photographer, starring Stotts Cotsworth as Casey, is brought to you each Thursday by the Anchor Hawk and Glass Corporation. Crime Photographer is directed by John Dietz. The original music is by Archie Blyer, and the program features Miss Jan Minor as Anne and John Gibson as Ethelbert, Herman Chedisianist. This is Tony Marvin saying goodnight for the Anchor Hawking Glass Corporation of Lancaster, Ohio, with offices in all principal cities of the United States and Canada.
That episode, Death in Lover's Lane, was from July 31st, 1947. In April of 51, a crime photographer TV series was launched, and it initially featured Richard Carlyle in the lead. But in June of that year, he was replaced by Darren McGavin, who much later on played another great TV character, Carl Kolchak, in the 1970s Night Stalker series. And he was also the father in the now classic holiday motion picture, A Christmas Story, which was released in 1983. Gavin passed away in February of 2006. He was 83. Hey, one other note about the crime photographer TV show. It was directed by a future Oscar-winning director whose films include 12 Angry Men, Serpico, Dog Day Afternoon, and Network. I'll share his name and wrap up when radio was right after this break.
The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown. The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother of pearl, his handle unmarked. People call them both the six-shooter.
James Stewart stars as the six-shooter in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Gray Steel.
You're going to let him kill me, huh?
Nobody's going to kill you, Robbie. Now you just sit tight.
Cash! Cash, I'm coming out!
This ain't your affair, Fred. I told you that.
It's my affair now!
Save $15 on The Six Shooter, Gray Steel today. It's regularly $39.98, but when Radio Was listeners can get it right now for only $24.98. Plus, get free shipping. Order The Six Shooter, Gray Steel today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SHOOT33. This offer is available for a limited time only to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
The savings are heating up during our Radio Spirits Summer Super Sale. Get your biggest online discounts of the year at radiospirits.com and save at least 30% off all classic radio products. Plus, get free shipping. That's right, at least 30% off and free shipping. Go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SUMMER30 now. Don't let the summer super sale cool off before you get at least 30% off all classic radio products online today. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and remember offer code SUMMER30. That's radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. And don't forget offer code SUMMER30. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Creeble.
A Loveland, Colorado homeowner could go to jail for protecting his property from melting snow. He paid $10,000 for a permit to add a small addition, but then the city changed the rules. He had to stop work, pay another $30,000 for a new permit, and wait for approval. He waited so long winter came, and melting snow was pouring off the unfinished roof into his basement. He tacked up some plastic to temporarily route the water away, and the city compliance officers pounced. He was dragged into court for putting up plastic without a permit while waiting for the permit. Even the court could not figure out what he had done to deserve such abuse. In America, it's the government's job to protect our rights, not steal them. Thieves go to jail, not innocent victims.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.